Now, a special WPTL sports presentation. It's Pisgah Black Bears basketball. Let's go live to the Bears' Den right now at Pisgah High School with Terry Shin and David Stiles.
Good evening and welcome to Doubleheader Basketball on WCTN. Terry Shin and my partner in crime, David Stiles. Good evening, David.
Good evening. You're starting to catch on to what I say now.
Oh, yeah?
Partner in crime. What kind of crime are we partaking in?
Well, it's not really a criminal offense to be a sportscaster. In fact, it's a delightful job. We've got a doubleheader tonight, a home game played in Canton, and an arch rival, our nemesis from down in Jackson County.
Smoky Mountain
Mustangs have invaded bear country here. Lady Mustangs will be playing the Sugar Bears first off. And a little bit later on in the broadcast here on WPTL, of course, will be the boys' varsity game. And the gym is already starting to fill up. Here on the home side, we must be about at 75% already, and we've not even
started. But on the guest side, there's a lot of Smoky Mountain fans traveled. Not a very far drive from Jackson County to Haywood County. I drove it this afternoon, actually.
It was about
35-40 minutes. Not bad at all. So even in the nosebleed section over on the visitor side, we've got a few people. Should be a good game. The Sugar Bears, 13-2. Smoky Mountain, 8-4, 3-2 in conference. And the Sugar Bears losing only one in conference or two. Did we lose to Tuscola? No, we did not.
We lost to Franklin.
That's right. We are 4-1 in conference play. Starting lineups coming up in just a few moments, folks. We're going to play the national anthem here in the gym. And while the folks here delight at the national anthem, we'll go back for a commercial message, and then we'll be back to Pisgah Bear basketball. This is WPTL Canton. Welcome. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements in MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain and Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home, to major cancer treatments. It's all here, so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to medwesthealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
Now back to the Bears' Den with the national anthem already in progress here on AM 920 WPTL.
Beautifully done by the senior, Sawyer Leatherwood, on the fiddle. He gets very finicky if you call it a violin. So shout out there to Sawyer Leatherwood, fine musician.
Sawing out the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks here in the gym were requested to remain standing until the color guard left the floor. The junior ROTC unit at Madison, always extremely precise and professional. And David, we've seen a lot of ROTC units from other schools, and I don't think we've seen any as flashy and as formal as the ones here at Pisgah.
No. Very, very well together. They very precise, and always a pleasure to see them come out and do what they do.
And I know I couldn't flip a gun around like that. I'd end up smacking myself in the face. So,
not a
hats off to them. They've got some special skills.
Not a great visual. Smacked in the side of the face with a weapon. Looks like we're going to have the starting lineups for Smoky Mountain first, and Lindsey Bowers, a senior. Also number 21, Sarah Henson, a sophomore, suits up. Number 24, Morris Rodenauer, a junior. So you got a sophomore, junior, and senior so far. Until Lindsey Corbin comes out, who is another junior. And rounding out the five is Courtney Fish. I remember Fish from last year, so we got two seniors, two juniors, and a sophomore, the starting five for Smoky Mountain.
I remember Rodenhauer from last year, Maris Rodenhauer. She played very well when we were at Smoky Mountain.
Rodenhauer and Fish, and I have to look up and see Fish. I remember her being a sizable lady, like 5'8 or 5'9, and carried some size with her, and she was hard to move around.
And looks like it's going to be that same starting five for Pisgah. The superb sophomore, number 12, Sheridan Presley, does a lot of off-the-ball stuff as well as scoring for this Black Bear team. I believe she leads the Sugar Bears in points, steals, and assists. So, very talented young lady. A junior, number 31, Taylor Gallion. She played very well the other night. The game we covered came out very hot, shot the ball very well. Another senior, number 10, Micah James. Again, like Sheridan Presley, does a lot of stuff off the ball, plays some outstanding defense. Then the left-handed post player, the senior number 13, Kristen Allman, an inside presence, very long lady in arm width and in height. And then another superb sophomore, Mariah Lewis, number 33. She plays very well for the Sugar Bears as well.
And so confident is Lewis as compared to her play last year. Of course, she was just a freshman last year, but got a lot of minutes and played, just lacked the confidence, and that is gone here in her sophomore year.
You can really tell the difference between last year and this year. She's more aggressive. She plays harder inside and gets more boards, and where she was more timid last year and didn't really initiate those situations.
And Lewis will jump against another sophomore, Henson, and it's controlled by Pisgah right away. A shot from the side is missed, and there's Lewis for the rebound pull, and then Lewis overthrows Micah James, and the ball goes out of play. That's the first turnover. No score. We are just underway in girls varsity play. Ball comes into Henson. She'll be picked up at the half-court line by Gallion. They lob one to the high post to Fish, but it's taken away by Lewis, so Pisgah will have another chance to get on the board first. It's Presley to Amon, and the side to Micah James, who fired the first shot and missed from down there. Cross-court pass to Amon. She'll take a little baseline dribble. Now it's inside to Lewis. A little scoop of the shot is up, rims in and around the rim and falls off. So here comes Lady Mustangs, who have yet to shoot, and they do right there. They missed their first shot from the floor. Rebound Lewis, and she's tied up by the shooter, who is Morris Rodenauer. And on possession, the Lady Mustangs will put the ball in play. Just a minute into this one, no score still. The ball comes inside to Rodenauer. Her shot is up. It's missed, and she draws a Pisgah foul. Foul on 13, that would be Kristen Allman.
Again, Pisgah electing to go to that 2-3 defense once their opponents are taking the ball out underneath their own goal. I think it's a good move Coach Holloway does on that because it kind of confuses the offense a little bit, but it looked like Smoky Mountain attacked it very well that time as Rodenhauer got in the middle of the paint.
And Rodenhauer makes the first and the second free throw, so the first 2 points on the board belong to the Lady Mustangs. It's 2-0 as Presley is in the front court across the red Pisgah P here right in the center. Ball goes down to Gallion, takes a baseline drive all the way through the defense, but can't get a shot away as she's covered up. The ball is looped over to Presley. She's open in three-point land, but doesn't feel like a shot from out there as it goes back to James. Back to Presley. Takes it with the left hand. Gallion eyeballs a three, now goes into the paint and puts up a little hook shot with the right hand and banks it in. Taylor Gallion for two. So we're tied up here in the early minute and a half of girls varsity play. As Lindsay Corbin dribbles this time, and Presley's just all over her defensively, but she gets it across the timeline. They loop it underneath to Ridenour. She loses the grip on the ball, picked up by Micah James, and now Presley's on the floor, surrounded and bear-hugged by Fish. Or finned by Fish, maybe we should say, I don't know. Anyway, Pisgah gets the ball back, 5:55 to play here in the first period. Gallium takes a little move to the right, down low in the wing. Now to Mariah Lewis, bounce passes to James. Her little layup is no good on the baseline. Rebounds, I was going to say Silver Webster. Boy, I went way back for that one. Rebound Lady Mustangs. And the ball's knocked out of the hands of Sarah Henson. And it's going to be a Pisgah foul. Second team foul on Pisgah. Taylor Gallion collects that one. And a little lob inside the Fish, and Mariah Lewis tries to rip it away from her, but she didn't get it away. Outside is Corbin. Looks like she's going to take a shot, but nope. She passes over to Henson, who will fire, and it's rebounded by Mariah Lewis of Pisgah. 5.5 minutes to play. We're tied up at two apiece as James is open from the side. 10-footer is good for Micah James.
Beautiful pass from Presley on that. Drew the defenders from that zone up to her. Micah James open on the wing.
She was wide open, too. Had an easy, could have made it a set shot. She turned it into a jumper, but Pisgah leading 4-2, and Lady Mustangs with the ball. Corbin takes a move on the right side. Presley stripped it away, and it's knocked out by Pisgah's Presley, so it'll be Smoky Mountain ball. Bounce pass inside. Shot is up and good by Henson, and she got somehow by for Pisgah defender, and it's tied up at four apiece. Second tie of the game as Kristen Allman looks over the Smoky Mountain defense. Michael James will drive inside and puts it up. No good. It was close, but it won't count. A rebound by Ridenour. Passes out to Henson, so here we go. She's across half court. Gallion on her defensively as the ball goes across the way to Corbin. Underneath the Fish, she's in heavy traffic. It's stripped away, and another Pisgah foul, and Sugar Bears are racking up the fouls here. That one's on Micah James. James Almond and Gallion, Taylor Gallion, all with a foul apiece. And Courtney Fish gets a mark in the scoring column, gets her first free throw. Second one is launched, and it's not as pretty, but it goes in. Makes it 6-4, Smoky Mountain leading by two, and Pisgah reacting quickly. Micah James with a set of braids I don't think we're used to seeing too often, and a shot from outside is up. It is no good by Presley from about 15 feet away. Rebounded by Bowers, and the ball is thrown away. It'll be Pisgah's ball, I guess a long pass intended for Fish. Was out of her reach.
I still haven't been able to figure out this Smoky Mountain defense yet. It kind of looks like a matchup man-to-man zone, but I'm not sure.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that as the ball comes out to James.
I think it might be a Boston one. Henson is shadowing Sheridan Presley.
James puts a baseline shot up, rebounded by Lewis, Lewis came down over the back of Henson, and they're going to get Lewis for the foul. Actually, Henson had a hand on the ball, too, and as she tried to pull the ball down, she pulled Lewis over top of her, if you have the visual. At any rate, Lewis picks up the foul. Well, Pisgah gets the ball back as they launch a three-pointer by Gallion. She misses, but there's Almond to clean it up. Kristen Almond for her first two. And we're tied at 6-6. So we've had three ties already here in the first quarter as we're swapping baskets. Again, they try to lob it inside the Fish. That is not working, and Pisgah takes it away on the other end. Micah James is fouled on her layup attempt, and will shoot a couple from the free throw line.
6-6 ball game right now. 3:19 left to play here in the first period.
We're just swapping baskets so far. Tied at 2, tied at 4, now we're tied at 6. first substitution for Pisgah, and I also think for Smoky Mountain. In the lineup is Caitlin Hanna, replaces Almond in the lineup as Micah James attempts her second free throw. She missed on the first one, but makes this one. And she has 3 points, and that's enough to lead the team so far.
And she comes out. Brooklyn Galleon comes in.
A steal on the inbounds play, and Presley puts up a real wide shot with a right hand, a kind of a scooper, and it goes in. First score for Shaven Presley, the sophomore. On the other end, Hannah, who just came in, knocks the ball away. A pass intended for DeWeese. Maggie DeWeese, a sophomore who's in right now for the Lady Mustangs. And Hannah jabs at the ball and knocks the inbound pass away. So Hannah just off the bench already with a couple of defensive saves, you might say, already. Ball finally gets in. It's number 15. That's DeWeese. She misses her shot, but it's rebounded and now blocked by Hannah. And no, the record's not stuck with Hannah's name, but it seems like she's been every place since she's been in the ballgame. Shot from outside. Good. Three-pointer by Brooklyn Galleon, who just checked in along with Hannah.
And there again, Hannah knocks it out of bounds as they try to inbounds. And we've really watched her develop since she's come to this basketball team. She didn't play last year. She's a senior. She played volleyball, but she did play basketball on JV for a couple of years. But it looks like she's really found her niche on the Sugar Bears team. And just a little reminder, Pisgah Black Bear Basketball is sponsored by MedWest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the Single Stop Stores, and also by Bojangles of Kent. It's bow time.
It's bow time. It's bow time. Timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here.
And
12-6.
Pisgah now the six-point run. And I think a smart timeout call there by Coach Simmons. And try to calm the ladies down, kind of corral, see what this Pisgah press is all about, because Pisgah likes to press. And especially when Caleb Hanna is in the ballgame. She's that spearhead for that zone press that they run, so that half, almost a half-court zone press. She's at the front. She gets a lot of deflections that way.
You know, on a given night when perhaps there may be illness or something going through some of the starting five, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Hanna, one of the starting fives, at some future game. I think that's a real possibility. 12-6 is the doubling the offensive output. Smoky Mountain so far, but they get it inside the right now. Our shot is blocked by Almond, and I think Kristen Almond will pick up a foul.
Yeah, yep, it's right on Hannah.
It's on Hannah.
I consider that to be a good foul. My father coached high school basketball, and he ranks fouls as good, bad, and then just plain dumb fouls.
That was not a dumb foul.
That was not a dumb foul. That was a good foul by Caitlin Hannah.
Widenauer hit 2 out of 2 last time on the free throw line. And she's 0 for 2 this time. And rebound by Almond. Quickly, Pisgah on the attack. And it's Galleon with a 3-point attempt. It is missed, but knocked out of play by a blue jersey. I didn't see who it was. I think DeWeese, number 15. So Presley slaps the ball, looks for somebody open, lobs it to Almond, who's in traffic, but puts it up and in. The inbound pass. She didn't put the dribble down. She just put the ball up. She caught and shoot. The old catch and shoot. And Almond has 4 points. Here comes Smoky Mountain Ridenauer. Tries to get it to DeWeese, and it's through Presley's fingertips. And I think they're going to give it to Pisgah in error, because I think Presley touched it as it went out.
Either way, that's 7 turnovers for Smoky Mountain here in this first period. Pisgah's 1. So,
well, that's the difference in the score right there. Sugar Bear is up 14-6, 2 minutes left to play here in the first period. Bianca Burnett in at point guard right now, and she has the ball to Galleon, back to Burnett, looking for Hannah underneath, but it goes to Almond at the high post. Now Presley from 3-point range. Looked good, but hit a little bit hard on the back of the iron and bounced out. Rebound Smoky Mountain. It is Henson. She'll take it all the way and dribbles off her foot, and they give it to Smoky Mountain. Well, you know, I think they gave it to Pisgah in error last time, and I think they gave it to Smoky Mountain in error that time, so that's a balance. That kind of nullifies. Balances everything out. 3-point attempt from outside on the inbounds is no good, and a save by Pisgah after the missed 3-point attempt, which was by Corbin. Presley on the other end runs into a double team, so back to Kristen Allman, back to Presley. Presley down deep and doubled again, so it's underneath. As Burnett finds herself open, I think she was surprised. Nobody was on her. Shot is missed, and she gets her own board and is fouled as she tries to put the second shot up.
That was a good job by Burnett. She worked through that zone and collapsed down on this left wing, and she just worked her way right into the post move, post position right there, wide open.
Well, she was. I think she was surprised.
She was so open.
I think that's why the shot was a little off the mark. Burnett misses the first free throw and the second, and it's rebounded by Fish of Smoky Mountain. Minute and 5 seconds on the clock. Pisgah with a big lead here, 14-6. And Corbin having a little trouble dribbling it across the timeline, and she throws the ball into the Pisgah bench. So another turnover gives it to the Sugar Bears.
Pisgah on an 8-0 run right now since about 2 minutes in the first period.
I remember when it was tied at 6-6, and now it's 14-6. Presley behind the back dribble, finds Burnett open again underneath, has to reverse it up to get around a much taller player, misses the shot, and the rebound comes down to Henson. Henson for Smokey on the move, 33 seconds on the clock, first period. Around the top of the loop is here's that wood ring who's in the lineup now. Fish fires from underneath. Got a good pass right there, and she gets her first field goal, and she's got 4 points. Here's Galleon, has the ball stripped. Fish and Galleon go down, and on possession, Pisgah will keep it anyway.
Mariah Reed checking in now. Micah James also coming back into the game for Presley and Burnett.
One Galleon in, and that's Brooklyn Galleon right now. The ball comes in to Hannah. Hannah has the ball stripped from her by Fish and also Woodring, and that'll be a possession arrow that will favor Smoky Mountain. So the Lady Tangs put the ball in play with 11 seconds on the clock. They'll have to move to get a shot away. A double team on Rodenauer at about half court. They pass it to Fish underneath. Clock stops with 3.5 as the ball goes into the wall.
Smoky Mountain has a very predictable offense. They want to get the basketball down. They want to get it inside. Pisgah is taking that away from them by not allowing the post players to post up.
Underneath, Fish's shot at the buzzer is a little bit too late. Didn't go in anyway, so... One quarter down, another to go here in the first half. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bears 14 and the Lady Mustangs 8. You're listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTF.
Great-great-grandpap Buddy was right touchy about his slow cooking his game over a warm hardwood fire, then basting the meat with his secret sauce to seal in the flavor. Disc can't get in a hurry, he'd say. But when you come to Fat Buddies, you want slow cook, serve feist. So pit stop platter with your favorite barbecue, couple of side fixings, and you'll be in and out in a half hour. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Welcome back. You're here live on WPTL 920 AM. You're listening to Pisgah High School Basketball along with Terry Shin and David Stiles. And Terry, we've got a 14-8 ball game right now. Sugar Bears leading at the beginning of the second quarter.
And Pisgah will get the inbound to start the quarter. They work it underneath. Lewis is free, but the shot's a little wide and it hits the side of the glass and bounces down into the hands of Fish. Now the outlet pass to Sarah Henson. Henson at the high post, gets it down to Rodenauer, and the shot is deflected partially by Presley, picked up by Micah James. Here come the Sugar Bears. James penetrates deep on the right wing and gets stymied down there with a couple of blue jerseys, and it's back to Presley, and she lobs one to Lewis, who's open, banks it. I thought that was home, but it goes out of play. Last touch, I think, by Corbin of Smoky Mountain, so Pisgah will at least get the ball back.
Well, I thought Lewis had her name all over that score, but it went off the front of the rim, rolled out. Ball comes in to Almond. Almond will take a drive right up home, missed the layup, and the rebound by Fish. Fish is not that tall, but she's a very strong lady. Hard to get the rebound away from. 14-8 is the score. That was the score at the beginning of the quarter. 7:01 remaining till the half. It is Henson on the drive. She misses the shot. Rebound Almond for Pisgah. Outlets on the right side to Presley. To Galleon, and this Galleon is Taylor Galleon. There are three Galleon sisters on the roster. Taylor Galleon in right now, and it's back to Presley, to Almond. Takes a little baseline with the left hand, puts the ball up, and it's Pisgah. There's a lid on that goal down there tonight. Pisgah's two-footers just are not falling, and Mariah Lewis also gets a chance, and it won't fall, and finally out of play to the Mustangs. I'll tell you, if the Sugar Bears were making 30% of their shots, they would be way out in the lead right now. Having a little difficulty with the inside game as the Mustangs get it across the timeline. Woodring over to Henson. Galleon working on Henson. Now Fish to the high post to Ridenour. And again, they're forcing it into Ridenour, and she is just not open for a clear pass. Presley now, after Pisgah with a takeaway. Presley fires from 10 feet, and again, there's a lid on that basket, and the rebound comes down to Henson for the Lady Mustangs. Under 6 minutes now to play as Fish gets this pass open underneath, and Courtney Fish scores again, and she has 6 points.
This seems to be the bread and butter for these Lady Mustangs. They want to get that basketball inside, Terry.
Into Fish or to Ridenour. Mariah Lewis for Pisgah is close, not close enough. And the ball comes back out to Almond, now Galleon and to Micah James. She'll take it from the point at the top of the loop. Galleon fires from about that same place, and it's a smooth shot.
Gave me chills.
A leading pass intended for Ridenour, and again, they are really forcing, even when they're not clear, they force it to either Fish or Ridenour, and this one goes out of her reach, out of play to the Pisgah.
Even in transition, they want to get that basketball down inside of that low post, either through lob or the entry pass from the wing.
Looks like they'd try a change-up situation here just to throw Pisgah off, but they've not done it. Galleon with a left-hand dribble, changes to the right, gets inside the paint, bounce pass to James, puts on a little head fake, but runs into a defender who was Woodring down there, so it's back out to Almond, deep. Now Presley finds herself open under, fakes one, twice, and goes up and draws a foul, misses the shot.
Good court vision there by Kristen and Almond, as Sheridan Presley was coming from that left side, cut through the middle of the paint. Almond here perfectly for the entry pass and drew that foul.
Presley gets the free throw, so she has a basket tonight, and now a free throw for her 3 points. Second shot doesn't look as good. Rings around, falls through, so it's also good. Puts the Pisgah lead back out to 8 again, 18-10, and full court pressure. They get it to Fish, now to Henson. Henson has it knocked away momentarily by Taylor Galleon. Gets it back, spin to Fish, who has set shots from the free throw line, and Courtney Fish has pretty accurate shots so far tonight. Three baskets and a couple of free throws for her, and it's 18-12. Pisgah's lead is now 6 as they are back on offense. James down low, bounce passes to Hannah. A little fake by Galleon, thought she was going to fire a three, but it goes back to Presley, who fires from about 10 feet away. It is no good. A rebound pulled by Henson, and there's going to be an elbow called on number 12, Sheridan Presley.
And looks like Tritt will come in for the Lady Mustangs. As Pisgah's dealing with this full court pressure.
16 fouls, that'd be one-on-one shooting, one-plus-one shooting for Smoky Mountain next time there's a Pisgah foul. 4:07 remaining two could be a little bit of a factor here in the first half. As Micah James harassing Tori Woodring a little bit, she passes out of the pack, and now there's a whistle and a Pisgah foul. 31, that's Taylor Galleon. That's two on Taylor Galleon.
And it looks like we want to have a one-and-one opportunity here for the Lady Mustangs. As Tripp, who just checked in, steps to the line to shoot a one-and-one opportunity. As Taylor Gallion exits, sister Brooklyn Gallion checks in. And Tritt hits the first of the one-and-one opportunity, so she'll get another scoring opportunity here.
And she makes it, and that brings the score pretty close, 18-14. Pisgah's lead is now only four as Micah James gets the ball on the left side, not too deep in the wing, and she bounce passes to Armand. Left-handed scooper is no good. Hannah goes for the board, but she cannot get it away from Fish, who passes out to Woodring, and we go the other way. Woodring and Corbin. Corbin with the right hand over to Tripp. Presley working some defense on Tripp. Knocked it away momentarily, and there's an offensive foul on Tripp as she used the arm to try to get Sheridan Presley off of her.
And that clear foul, she extended the arm fully where her elbow was locked, and every time you see that, they're going to call that offensive foul if you're the offensive player.
Right now it goes for a steal as the pass goes toward Kristen Allman, but he goes into the bleachers. So it will stay on the Pisgah end of the floor. 3.5 minutes to play. Pisgah with a 4-point lead as Presley gets the inbound and is hooked by Tripp.
Two quick fouls here by the junior forward. So she has a big task ahead of her trying to guard Sheridan Presley, who's the primary ball handler for the Sugar Bears.
Still trying to figure out this defense, or have we figured it out? Looks like
they're a man-to-man right now.
Shot by Presley from the side, and the right side is no good. Rebound by Woodring. Gallion on her defensively, and the ball goes over to Corbin. Corbin lobs to the top of the key to Fish, and she tries to get it back to Corbin, and it's out of her reach, and it'll be Pisgah Sugar Bear ball. With an 18-14 lead.
One thing very different about this quarter, Smoky Mountain is out-rebounded Pisgah now, 6-2 in this quarter. But still, Smoky Mountain, a little bit of a turnover issue. They've got four turnovers. The Pisgah's zero right now. But Pisgah just not getting a lot of second opportunity shots because Smoky Mountain is just pulling down those boards.
Almond with a three, and it's good. From straight away, about 2 feet back from the top of the circle, right at the beyond the free throw line. And that three gives Kristen Allman 7 points. 21-14. A 7-point lead. That may be the largest. Inside the Fish, puts a little elbow into Hannah. Now Hannah blocks the shot of Courtney Fish, but she gets her rebound, and now there's going to be a whistle and I think another Pisgah foul, probably against Hannah.
Fish really used her size against Hannah. She might not be as tall, but she's a little bit more broad than Hannah is. She was able to get good position, went up, and then pulled down the rebound and went up again. So Pisgah, not a lot of rebounds here. They've got two. So maybe some boxing out.
Fish misses the free throw attempt, and it's rebounded by Mariah Lewis, and Mariah is stripped by Ridenauer over to Tripp. Now a cross-court pass to Henson, and her shot is up, and lots of bounces, and it'll fall through. Sarah Henson makes it 21-16. Pisgah across that timeline. They have not been hampered by a press yet, and as Lewis receives the pass at her high post position, Mariah Reed steps in to take a pass, and now it's Kristen Allman. Dribble with the left hand, tries to do a bullet pass to Mariah Lewis, and Lewis is covered by Fish, and Fish knocks it away.
One thing that the Smoky Mountain defense is doing while they're in man-to-man is they're really packing things down in the lane, making it hard for those Sugar Bears to cut through the middle of that paint and get open on the cut.
Now it's pass to Allman on the inbound, has the ball knocked away from her by Ridenauer. And here comes Henson blitzing down the right side. Takes a baseline shot, which is really ill-advised as she was covered by three defenders, and Pisgah takes it away. Pisgah on the run. The transition game slows up, though, and they fall back into an offense, and a three-point attempt by Allman is an air ball, but Mariah Lewis is there to clean it up. Back to Sheridan Presley, and there is going to be a cross-court violation, backcourt violation over and back. on the Sugar Bears.
Still, Pisgah with a 5-point lead, 21-16 right now. Minute 17 left to play here in the second quarter.
Henson, slender, tall, lanky for a guard, but handles the ball very well, switches hands, and Galleon on her as the ball comes to Corbin. They get it underneath the Fish, layup good. I tell you, you're going to have to get in front between Fish and the basketball. Well, this lady's going to eat you up. She's got 10 points, 21-18. Pisgah lead cut down to three. Less than a minute now to play in the half. Presley to Reed. To Almond down on the baseline. She likes the left baseline, and she's a left-handed dribbler. Throws the ball to the backcourt, and it's going to go out of play. It will be Smoky Mountain ball and a chance to get within 1 point of the Sugar Bears before the halftime bell.
Pisgah's had four turnovers since Kristen Almond hit that three-pointer with about 2 minutes left to play here in the second quarter. So Smoky Mountain on a little bit of a run right now.
Now Pisgah was up by seven at that point. Now they're just up by three. 30 seconds on the clock. As Tritt gets the ball over to Corbin. Corbin patting the head, trying to set up an offense. Lots of time. 23 seconds as Fish comes to the high post. Now to Tritt. Looks at a three and decides to pop it. But he was way off to the right. And Almond is tied up by Rodenauer. And on possession, it's going to be Mustang.
Smoky Mountain basketball. So only down by three now. 15 seconds left play. And Pisgah going, they're staying in man-to-man for this inbound.
Three-pointer would tie it, and here it comes, but Tritt has it partially blocked by Presley, picked up by Mariah Lewis. Now Pisgah has a chance, 7 seconds on the clock. Now five, as Presley probably is going to take a shot, fires a three, and it's no good at the buzzer. We are at halftime. And even though the Sugar Bears led by as much as seven there briefly, they only lead by three at the half. With a comeback by Smoky Mountain, it is 21-18. Stay with us, folks. Lots of basketball coming your way. This is Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton. Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Back to Pisgah High School, Terry Shin and David Stiles.
Always a pleasure, Terry.
It is. It's a good season. The Bears and the Sugar Bears having just great starts to this 11-2012 season. Sugar Bears coming in tonight 13-2, 4-1 in conference play. Lady Mustangs also having a pretty good year. Talked to Coach Simmons, and she actually didn't have the record in front of her. She said she was pretty sure it was 8-4. And they were 3-2 in the conference. Their losses were to Tuscola
and
to Franklin. Mm-hmm. Very understandable losses.
Franklin, very good team, especially when Lindsay Simpson's playing well. They have some tall young ladies that play for Franklin, as well as Lindsay Simpson. Makes that team very hard to beat when Lindsay Simpson's playing well as the bigs for Franklin.
I think in double-A play, I think Lindsay is number 6 or 7 in the state. In scoring, she's up in the mid-20s.
And, I mean, she's a 2,000-point scorer. So it says a lot about the young lady.
For Pisgah, let's see. We had five players to score. Smoky Mountain only had four. And Courtney Fish has been a problem for us, for sure.
There in that first period, I thought Pisgah did the right thing. They were fronting those post players, making it hard for Smoky Mountain to get the basketball inside like they want to. And that's really where Smoky Mountain's game is. They want to kick it in and then kick it back out. Or just kick it in and let Fish and Reitenauer do the work. And Fish has 10 points. And there in that second quarter, Fish worked more on the front side of those post defenders and was able to get the ball, do her move, and put it in the basket.
Yeah, I think three or maybe all four of those Fish baskets were in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has 10 points. Right behind her is Sarah Henson. She has four. And then Reitenauer and Tritt, both with a pair of foul shots, give them two apiece. On the Pisgah side, leading scorer is Kristen Allman. She has 7 points with one tray at the top of the key. And she can shoot from out there even though she's a post player. She has nice touch on her jump shot.
You know, she almost made another three. It was very close to going in. So she just about had a couple of trays here.
Following close behind her is Sheridan Presley and Taylor Gallion. Presley with one field goal and then a pair of foul shots. And Taylor Gallion with two field goals. Followed behind them, both with 3 points, is Micah James and Brooklyn Gallion. And Brooklyn Gallion also hit a tray there in that first half play. So Pisgah with a few scores and Smoky Mountain with a few scores. But maybe there'll be some halftime adjustments. And Sheridan Presley, I expect, kick things up here for the Sugar Bears coming down this next half.
I look for the Sugar Bears to come on strong. And one thing we don't keep up here on Press Row is shooting percentages. And if we did, I'll tell you, Pisgah's inside shooting would have been way, way low, probably in the 20s. We missed a lot of what appeared to be easy shots there in the first and second quarters, actually. So actually, as bad as that shooting was, we're probably fortunate to be up by three here at halftime, 21-18. Back in a moment. Stay with us, folks. Lots of good basketball coming your way. We're in girls varsity play right now. Let's mention, before we break away, let's mention the JV scores. I know so far tonight, we're 2-0, the JV teams defeating Smoky Mountain.
And almost similar scores for both JV boys and JV girls. JV girls extending that winning streak even further. I can't even remember the last time I saw them lose. It's been a couple of years. But they beat Smoky Mountain 52-32. And then the JV boys also winning their contest 52-34.
So well, they were just almost identical
almost
scores.
Almost identical scores for both JV clubs tonight. And I thought that both played very well. I got to watch most of it, of both JV contests. And still the JV girls just, they're just running gun. Just...
And you know, work commitments, I never get to the gym in time to see the girls' JV team play. So I have not seen them play this year at all.
They're pretty good.
I've got to call in sick one day or something and get over here and watch the girls' JV play. Let's take that break now, then we'll return to halftime, where the Pisgah girls' varsity team leads the Lady Mustangs 21-18. You're listening to Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangles so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangles customers. Hey, they got one for carpoolers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make him vote yes on a Bojangles highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangles faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangles, it's bow time.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
Welcome. You are live here on WPTL 920 AM for our internet listeners. Welcome also on WPTLradio.net. We are at halftime between the varsity girls matchup between Pisgah and Smoky Mountain. And Pisgah right now leads by 3, 21-18. And it's been a very neck and neck game thus far. Very exciting half of basketball. Not a lot of downtime in this game. Very run and gunnish.
I think Pisgah is probably the better team, but certainly Smoky Mountain on a given night has the talent to pull one out here. And right now they're hanging close with the Sugar Bears, 21-18. So it's a toss-up, at least here at halftime.
And
if Pisgah can pull out a win, though, that they would move to 5-1 in the conference. Very, they'll be respected no matter where they go, and the overall record would move to 14-2.
And just a little reminder, Pisgah Black Bear Basketball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union, Burger King of Canton, Ken Wilson Ford, and MedWest Haywood. Also by Bojangles of Canton. It's bow time. As the ladies now step back on the court, the Pisgah girls have already entered back into the gymnasium after halftime. We'll see what kind of halftime adjustments Coach Holloway made, as well as Coach Simmons for Smoky Mountain, and Amon Abbas. Coach Simmons is a 700-game winner. She's won 700 career games as a high school basketball coach.
And she's been around a while for those 700 games, but 700 is quite impressive. Quite impressive.
As we get ready for things to commence, I think it will be, I'm going to take a stab, I think it's going to be Smoky Mountain basketball. Just a guess. I think it's going to be Smoky Mountain basketball. Nope, I was wrong. Pisgah's basketball. 50-50, I mean.
I'm glad you were wrong.
I'm glad I was wrong, too. I was trying to remember the last jump ball, and I thought it went to Pisgah, so it would have been Smoky Mountain.
The five hitting the floor were the same ones we had as starters. It is Presley, Gallion, Michael James, Armin, and Lewis, and with the play-by-play, David Stiles.
So it looks like Smoky Mountain's going to go with that man-to-man defense, and Reinhauer comes up with a steal as Presley tries to pass to the wing, and now number 21, Henson driving in the middle. Her shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Allman. Kicked out to Presley. Presley now over to Allman. Inside to Lewis. Lewis inside pass to Allman. And looks like it was knocked out of bounds by Smoky Mountain. So it'll stay Pisgah basketball. As Presley now inbounds just to the right of her goal. And they get it into Allman on the cut. And it's up and in, so 23-18 now is the Sugar Bear lead with about 7:26 left to play in the third. And stolen away by Mariah Lewis, they get it inside to Kristen Allman. Kristen Allman goes to the left, puts up a shot, and is fouled by Merrick Reidenhauer. So Kristen Allman trying to earn 3 points the hard way, to step to the foul line for one foul shot.
Anytime you can get them one at a time, I say go for it.
As Allman's shot is up and good, and Pisgah is going to stay in this full court press. As Henson gets ready to throw the ball in, and Reidenhauer cuts down the middle of the court, and Henson tries to throw it long to her, but it's just out of her reach as it sails out of bounds.
So an 8-point lead is the largest for the Sugar Bears. And they came out of the starting blocks on the run.
Two turnovers already for Smoky Mountain, and we haven't even played a minute of basketball yet in this half. As Presley brings it across half court, looks inside, passes to the high post to Allman. Allman now dribbling to her left. That's the direction she likes to go since she's left-handed. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Reidenhauer. Long pass now to Fish. Fish goes up but is fouled by Mariah Lewis. As Henson threw a baseball pass all the way down the court to Fish.
I mean, Fish and Reidenhauer are in the crosshairs anytime there's a long pass on this team.
Fish's shot is up and good. And Smoky Mountain's transition, as well as our half-court offense, is, like I've said, primarily focused on getting the ball inside. So Fish and Reidenhauer have been the go-to ladies for Smoky Mountain, as the shot is up and no good by Fish, and the board pulled down by Mariah Lewis. Now Pisgah on the other end, Presley with the ball, inside pass to Lewis. Lewis goes up in traffic, her shot no good, rebounded by Fish. Alec passed to Reidenhauer. Reidenhauer picks it up, and they get it across the half-court mark, almost over and back, as Corbin tries to pass it inside to Reidenhauer, and it's picked off by Almond. Almond now passing over to Presley. Presley cross-court pass to James. James on the right wing. Now back to the top of the key to Taylor Gallion. Inside pass to Lewis. Lewis faces her defender up. Now kicks it back out to Almond. Almond dribbling to the left. Passes it over to James. James now right-handed dribble. Pass to Lewis. Lewis with a jump shot up. No good. Rebounded by Almond. Almond goes up again. No good. Rebound fought for. Looks like it'll be out of bounds on Pisgah. It'll be Smoky Mountain basketball. 26-19 is the Sugar Bear lead. And looks like Coach Simmons is going to call a 30-second timeout. And we'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear basketball.
People have been talking about Fat Buddy's beef brisket barbecue. Still slow cooked and basted right. Seal in the flavor just like great-grandpa Buddy would have it. Another thing, just as much effort goes into getting the vegetables and fixing done right as anything else. So it's all food so good it'd make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Welcome back. We're live here at Pisgah, and it looks like this time it'll be full court man-to-man press for the Sugar Bears as Corbin gets the ball in from Reidenhauer, and she comes across half court, and she's really being pestered by Sheridan Presley. But Corbin gets it away to Reidenhauer. Reidenhauer at the top of the key. She dribbles to the right. Now inside pass to Henson. Henson spin move up in the middle of the paint. Shot no good. Rebounded by Kristen Allman. As Pisgah now in transition, Sheridan Presley dribbling down the left side, kicks it back out top to Taylor Gallion, and she spins in the middle of the paint. Now Presley passing over to James. James a little stutter step, pass back to Presley, and looks like Pisgah will set up the offense. As Presley dribbles to the right, pulls up from the corner, her shot up, no good. Rebound by Reidenhauer, and it's going to be tied up between Reidenhauer and Presley, and looks like it will stay Smoky Mountain basketball. Reidenhauer looking for someone to inbound to, and Corbin's open. Get it to Corbin. Corbin now dribbling in the middle of the court, but just now getting across half court. She's really being dogged by Sheridan Presley as it's over to Henson now in that right corner. Henson reverses her dribble, but gets into the middle of the paint, pulls up from about 10 feet, and hits a nice-looking jump shot as the lead now back down to 5 for Pisgah. 26-21 with about 4:52 left to play here in the third period. Taylor Gallion with the basketball, now passing over to Presley on the right side. Pass to James. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. As Henson now inside pass to Fish, and looks like it's going to be off of Fish's hand, out of bounds. So that'll be a Smoky Mountain turnover, and Pisgah will get the basketball back.
And Mariah Lewis stabbed at it, but Fish tried to reel it in, and it was off her fingertips out of play. I heard some boos on the Smoky Mountain side, but it definitely Fish had her hands on the last.
Presley now passing over to Almond. Almond inside pass to Lewis. Lewis hesitates, goes up, and it's no good. Board pulled down by number 10, Bowers. Over to Henson, who drives in on the left side. Her shot is up, and no good, but she draws a foul on the play. And looks like that is going to be on number 13, Kristen Allman. Her second foul of the evening, second team foul this half for Pisgah. Henson's first shot is up and rings out. As Kaylin Hanna checks in for the Sugar Bears, and Mariah Lewis will take a break.
I think Lewis asked to come out that time. I don't know what the cause was, unless it was just, needed a break.
Shot up and no good. Rebounded by Kristen Almond. Alec pass to Presley. Presley now over to James. James getting it inside to Hanna. Hanna kicks it back out to Almond. Now over to Galleon, who dribbles to the right into the middle of that Smoky Mountain defense. Now a beautiful pump fake by Presley, but no good. Rebounded by Galleon. Galleon dribbling to the right again, but passing outside to James. James now over to Presley on this right wing. She looks inside at it through Henson's leg, and that'll be a kick ball on Henson, so it'll stay Pisgah basketball.
We still got some shooting lows for the Sugar Bears. I mean, their shooting percentage has got to be in the cellar.
Presley now trying to inbounds. She has to throw the outlet, which is Allman at the top of the key. But she gets it to James. James goes up on the right side. It looks like it's going to be blocked by Tripp, but knocked out of bounds by Smoky Mountain. As Tripp hit it right before it went out of bounds, she had a chance to pull in the rebound, but just couldn't quite corral it. Pisgah now inbounding, and again, Henson with a kickball.
Well, we don't usually keep shooting percentages, but starting now to the end of the game, I'm just going to check and see what the Sugar Bears are doing. Maybe they'll improve, and the percentage won't mean a lot, but...
Inside pass to Hannah now from the inbound. She hands it back to Sheridan Presley. And Presley up and in on the jumper from the wing. Now inside pass from Henson to Reidenhauer in transition. And Kaitlin Hannah knocked it out of bounds. So it'll stay Smoky Mountain basketball. Reidenhauer trying to screen for Tritt. They get it into Tritt, who pulls up for a three. Her shot is up. Rims out. Rebound by Reidenhauer. Reidenhauer goes up. Her shot no good. Finally boarded by Pisgah's James. As she dribbles down the right side. Passes over to Brooklyn Galleon now. Back up top to James. Looks like Pisgah's going to try and set up the offense again. As Hannah now posting her man up. And it allows James to be free on the side. And she puts up a shot and it's no good. But she gets her own rebound and goes up again and is fouled on the play. So Micah James will go to the foul line for two foul shots.
Foul was on Bowers. She was a starter, but has not played the whole game. She was on the bench a lot.
As you were saying, Bowers now coming out as Fish re-enters. Also, Leanne Waite checking into the game for the Sugar Bears. Her first action tonight. She's at the threat on the inside as well as the perimeter. As James's second shot is up and good. And Pisgah going with full court pressure again as it's into Henson. Little stutter step move now, dribbling down the right side. Runs into Kaitlin Hannah, goes up, and it rolls out, and is knocked out of bounds by Henson, and looks like it'll be Pisgah basketball. Henson, very quick first step there after that stutter step move. Smoky Mountain applying some full court pressure of their own, as Leanne Waite now comes up with the basketball. Passes it back to James. James now coming across half court. Just on top of that Pisgah P. Crosses over. Pass over to Brooklyn Galleon. Galleon dribbling to the right. Pulls back out to Waite. Over to James on that left wing. Pass back outside to Presley. Presley with a crossover now. Long pass over to Waite. Waite inside pass to Hannah. Down back to Waite. Waite pulls up in the lane and it rattles in. As Pisgah now 32-21, 2:17 left to play. As number 20, Woodring, brings it across half court, dribbling to her right, tries to pass it to Tritt, and it's picked off by James, who goes up on the right side, and it rattles in, and she draws the foul. So Micah James going to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. And it looks like Tritt will exit. That's her third foul on the evening as Lindsey Corbin comes back into the game for Smoky Mountain. And Micah James' foul shot is up, and it rattles in as James now exits and Taylor Galleon checks in. So two of the Galleon triplets are in, Brooklyn and Taylor. As Smoky Mountain inbounds to Corbin. Corbin dribbling with the left hand, but reverses her dribble. Guarded by Taylor Galleon. She comes across half court, now passes over to Henson. Henson dribbling to the right and tries to throw it around to number 20 Woodring, but before that happens, a whistle on the play, and looks like a foul will be assessed to Brooklyn Galleon.
Only the first on Brooklyn. Pisgah lead way out now, David. 35-21, a 14-point
Sugar Bear lead as the ball gets thrown out of play and the Sugar Bears take over.
Presley now with the ball, 1:49 left to play here in the third period. As she comes across half court, and another kick ball by Henson. I believe that's three kick balls this period by Henson. I wonder if she is a soccer player. Seems to be natural for her.
She knows how to use the feet.
And she's guarding Presley. As Presley comes across half court, picks up a screen from Galleon. She turns the edge, tries to put up a shot, and is fouled. She tried to split two Smoky Mountain defenders. And looks like the foul is going to be on Henson. As Presley steps to the foul line.
That's three on Henson, so Henson has three, and Tritt also has three fouls.
Shot is up and good. And Henson will stay in the ballgame, looks like, with those three fouls. Still a lot of basketball left to play. As Presley's next shot is up and good for the sophomore. And now it looks like she will be substituted for as DeWeese checks in for Henson. Pisgah still with this full court pressure. 37-21 is the score now. But they get it into Corbin. Corbin dribbling. Now just to half court. Trying to get across. They pass it over to Woodring. Woodring steps on the half court line, and that'll be an over and back. That'll be a turnover for Smoky Mountain. Already seven turnovers here in this half of basketball. And looks like a 30-second timeout will be called by Smoky Mountain. Coach Simmons going to try and reassess this Pisgah defense here. And Terry, tell us about our sponsors.
Well, I'll tell you about some of them, including Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Also, the Single Stop Store is a sponsor for a long, long time supporting Pisgah basketball, as well as Midwest Haywood, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, and also the Shepherd Insurance Group between Canton and Clyde.
Very fine sponsors here tonight for Pisgah basketball. Pisgah still leads 37-21. And you are listening to WPTL 920 AM in Canton, North Carolina. As this is a conference matchup, and Pisgah 4-1 in conference, Smoky Mountain 3-2. Pisgah trying to extend their conference record to 5-1 and 14-2 overall.
And some kind of discussion between the ref and the players here as we're having a little delay getting started. 1:26 left in the third period.
As Presley's out of the game now, and it looks like Hannah, Waite, James, and two Galleon triplets on the court for Pisgah. As James now passing over to Brooklyn Galleon, and Brooklyn Galleon will take a three, shot in and out, rebounded by Taylor Galleon. Taylor Galleon now dribbling to the middle, passes over to James, her shot is up, no good, rebounded by Reidenhauer. Reidenhauer passing over to Corbin. Corbin now to Woodring. In that right corner, she picks up her dribble, and she tries to pass it over to Corbin, but it's picked up by Taylor Galleon, who goes up and puts it in for Pisgah. And that's a 39-21 lead now for the Sugar Bears with about 43 seconds left to play as Woodring now has the ball over to Corbin. Corbin now dribbling to her right, goes in over a Pisgah defender, shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, looks like it's going to be tipped by Reidenhauer out of bounds. So Pisgah basketball. 18-point Pisgah lead, I think that's the biggest. 39-21. James now with the basketball. At the top of the key, 25 seconds left. Pass over to Taylor Galleon. She's guarded by Corbin. Galleon with a spin move, gets in the middle of the paint, tries a little handoff pass to Hannah, and Hannah has it ripped away by Corbin. And she passes it up to Woodring. Woodring looking inside, lob pass inside to Reidenhauer, just a little bit too long, as Waite was fronting the post player that time of Smoky Mountain and caused that Smoky Mountain turnover. Long inbounds pass to Taylor Galleon, almost at half court. 4 seconds left as Galleon dribbles in, pulls up for a shot, and it's good as time expires. And that's a 20-point lead for Pisgah, biggest of the evening, 41-21. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, and this is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball. We'll be back after a short commercial break. You're listening to Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Ken, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Third quarter was a disaster for Smoky Mountain. They only scored 3 points, David. Pisgah outscored them 20-3, and it's 41-21 on the scoreboard as we start the fourth quarter.
Pisgah with a basketball after the end of the third quarter as Taylor Gallion now passing over to Presley. James at the top of the key. She's guarded by Bowers. Now inside to Lewis. Lewis puts up a shot on the right, and it goes in. 43-21 now. Sugar Bear lead as they get it into Corbin. Corbin now dribbling as she gets it across half court. Tries to pass it over to Bowers, and it's picked off by Micah James, and she passes over to Sharon Presley on the cut. And that'll be a Pisgah transition bucket. 45-21 now as Henson has the basketball. Dribbles in the middle of the paint, and a foul is going to be called on Pisgah, it looks like. And it looks like that's going to be number 31, Taylor Gallion. Only fourth team foul for Pisgah. Only 8 fouls here have been called so far in this half of basketball. As it's inbounded to Henson, almost stripped away by Gallion. Henson with a spin move now, up on the left side, shot no good. Rebounded by Lewis. But it's taken away by Fish, who puts it up and in on the other side. Pisgah now on the other end. Presley with the basketball. Crosses over. Passes back outside to Almond. Almond dribbling to her left. Little Cohawk move. Goes up and draws the foul, but the bucket is no good as it rolls lazily off of the rim. And looks like the foul will be called on number 15. That's DeWeese. As Almond steps to the line to shoot two.
Well, since we started shooting percentages there back midway through the third quarter, and I was accusing Pisgah of shooting terribly, actually they haven't done that bad. I'll catch you up on that in a minute.
Almond hitting both of her foul shots. Pisgah still going into this full court pressure to try to inbound it to Corbin, and it's almost picked off by Presley and then Lewis. But then it goes out of bounds right in front of the Smoky Mountain student section.
Pisgah actually hitting 6 of 11 from the field right now, which is better than 50%. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Inbounded to Henson. Henson gives it inside to Fish. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded by Allman. Transition pass out to Presley. Now Presley, good over the head pass to Gallion on that left corner, and she puts it in as Henson almost loses the basketball, but now regains control as she flies down the court. Little pump fake move there as she goes up on the right side and puts it in. 49-25 now is your score. Pisgah out to a commanding lead with about 6:13 left to play as Presley passes it inside to Lewis. Her shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Smoky Mountain. Henson now across half court, dribbling to her right. Spin move in the middle of traffic. Goes up and puts it in again on the right side. That's back-to-back buckets for Henson.
Henson's a sophomore. Got some good moves.
Presley picking up a screen from Lewis. Goes to the corner, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. Henson comes up with it again. And now Smoky Mountain coming back down the court. Looks like they're going to set up a half-court offense. Wouldn't be surprised if they try to throw it inside right here to Fish. But Henson keeps it at the top of the key. Her shot up and good for a three. And that's 3 in a row for Henson. But now a long transition pass out to Lewis. But before Lewis can corral the basketball and keep it in bounds, she steps on the end line. And it looks like a full timeout is going to be called by Coach Holloway. So we'll take a quick break. You're here live on WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear basketball.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangles so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangles customers. Hey, they got one for carpoolers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make them vote yes on a Bojangles highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangles faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangles, it's bow time.
It is 49-30 as we close in on the final 5 minutes and 21 seconds of play here at Pisgah High School. The Sugar Bears having not much of a problem so far here in the second half. The Smoky Mountain. And their shooting percentages are much better than the first half. Not outstanding, but much better. Shooting 7 of 14, so they're hitting 50% here in the second half.
Corbin now across half court for Smoky Mountain. Looking inside, she gives it up to DeWeese. DeWeese dribbling, ball stripped away by Allman. Allman comes up with it, and it looks like she's going to be fouled on the play. And Smoky Mountain, only two turnovers this quarter, but a big task in front of them if they want to come back against the Sugar Bear Club.
They're going to have their hands full. 5 minutes is a lot of time, but... with the Sugar Bear defense, I think Smoky Mountain is going to have a hard time with a comeback at this point.
As Pisgah now gets it in to Presley after the foul. As Presley now dribbling to the left, pulls up for a jumper, shot no good. Rebound by Lewis. Her shot up, no good. Lewis gets her own rebound. And again, up and no good, rebounded by Henson. Henson now coming across half court. Inside pass to Reitenhauer. Reitenhauer goes up and draws the foul. And I think that's going to be assessed to Mariah Lewis, and it is. As Reitenhauer got a good pass from Henson and went up in traffic and drew the foul.
Lewis has three fouls now. Not really critical with 4:42 remaining in the game. First free throw is good by Reitenhauer, and Reitenhauer only has 3 points. Seems like her presence is mainly felt defensively. I thought she had a basket earlier. We only have her with 3 free throws, now 4. She knocks them both down.
Presley now with the basketball for Pisgah and a hard screen by Mariah Lewis on Sheridan Presley's defender, Henson, and she takes it straight to the cup. Now 51-32, Pisgah lead as Corbin tries to throw it to Henson and it's out of bounds. So it'll be Pisgah basketball as they get it in to Presley. Coming across half court, inside pass now at that elbow position to Kristen Allman. Back to Presley. Presley crossing over, back to Allman. Allman, a little pump fake now, goes up and her shot is good. 53-32 now, Pisgah lead. 4:04 left to play as Henson comes across half court. Crosses over. Still on that right side now. A long pass over to Corbin. Corbin dribbles to the middle of the paint. Shot up and looks like she drew the foul. And looks like it's going to be on Sheridan Presley. That's only her second foul of the evening. But Corbin will go to the line for a pair of foul shots. And as time expires, the chance for Smoky Mountain to surmount some sort of comeback slips away. But Corbin hits her first foul shot.
Her first point of the night, I might add. She's played a lot of minutes, but only the first point.
Second one is up and good. She's been primarily a ball handler, and Smoky Mountain's offense is get the ball inside. So not rare that we haven't seen a lot of perimeter shots from Smoky Mountain. But now Pisgah with the basketball over to Brooklyn Galleon. She dribbles into the middle of the paint. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded by Courtney Fish. Henson now across half court, dribbling to the left. And she goes up, shot no good. Rebound by Reitenhauer. Reitenhauer's shot no good. And finally rebounded by Mariah Lewis. And she tries to pass it through traffic. as it's picked off. And now Courtney Fish goes up and puts it in for Smoky Mountain. Presley with a basketball, dribbling at the top of the key. Picks up another screen from Lewis. Pump fake now, an inside pass to Lewis as Fish had to come out for the help, and Lewis is wide open on the inside. 55-36, 2:54 left to play. Hinson brings it across the half court. Martin dribbles to a right now, outside pass to Corbin. Over to Woodring. Woodring with a little pump fake there. Now crossing over, spins back to the right, gets in the middle of the traffic, puts up a shot. No good. Fish trying to work the basketball up and in, but she is fouled on the play. And looks like Lewis will be charged with another infraction.
Well, that should be four on the starting sophomore.
Fish's shot is up, and it rattles out. She had some good touch on it, just didn't get through the cylinder.
Now she needed to put some of that pool hall lower left English on that ball there to get it to fall
through. How many times did it bounce on the rim? At least five.
It bounced a bunch.
Shot up, and this one rattles in. Now, quick inbound pass to Brooklyn Gallion as she comes across half court. Pass over to Bianca Burnett, who just entered the lineup for Pisgah. Now back outside to Presley as she extends the offense. Over to Allman. Now back up top to Burnett. Burnett guarded by Tritt. Now over to Hannah. Hannah looking inside. Now passing to Presley, who's wide open on the cut. And she puts it in. And now a 22-point lead for Pisgah. Or excuse me, 20-point lead, 57-37. As Henson dribbles to the left. Now passes inside to Fish. Fish a little up and under move. No good. Rebounded by Ridenhauer. Her shot is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Fish again. And this time it's up and in. Presley now bringing it across half court. Guarded by Henson. She picks up a screen. Goes in and is fouled, and I think that's going to be on Ridenhauer.
That is a head-on collision there with Ridenhauer. Bumps Presley pretty hard as she was concentrating on the basket and wasn't prepared for the crash. Right there about the free throw line.
As Sarah Johnson now checks in for the Sugar Bears, her first minutes tonight. A freshman on the Sugar Bear team. As Presley's shot is up and good. So still 20-point lead for Pisgah, 59-39. A minute 34 left to play as Mackenzie Gallion now checks in. And looks like Sarah Johnson, Bianca Burnett, Caitlin Hanna, Brooklyn Gallion, and Mackenzie Gallion are in for the Sugar Bears. As Henson now dribbling out the top of the key. Spin move in the middle of the paint and a tie-up between her and Caitlin Hanna. As Caitlin Hanna blocked it.
She just put the clamp on it and
got the possession arrow to favor Pisgah now as Brooklyn Gallion takes control point as she comes across the half court mark. And now it's over to Burnett, over to Mackenzie Gallion, now over to Johnson. Johnson looking over to Burnett. Burnett looking inside, back up top to Brooklyn. Brooklyn a little jab there. Now passes back outside to Mackenzie. Now up top to Burnett again. Over to Brooklyn. 57 seconds left. Her shot is up and a little bit short as it goes out of bounds. 54 seconds left to play as Wells checks in. Also Reed and Thompson for the Sugar Bears. First minutes tonight for Wells and Thompson and Johnson and Mackenzie. As Reed got to play a little bit there in the first half. But now Woodring dribbling to the right. She picks up her dribble, tries to pass it inside to number 34, Fortner. But now it's picked up by Mackenzie Gallion. Gallion racing down the court, puts up a shot, and she is fouled on the play by Woodring. And Mackenzie Gallion can really fly when she turns the jets on.
The jets and the after booster and whatever it was, she put on a blitz.
Shot up and rims out. 33 seconds left to play here in the contest. Pisgah will extend their record to 14-2.
14-2.
And in conference, 5-1. As Woodring tries to now pass it inside to Fortner, but it goes off of her hands out of bounds. So 29 seconds left, and Pisgah will get another possession. As Gallion now, Mackenzie Gallion, bringing it up for the Sugar Bears. Dribbles to her right. Now pass over to Johnson. Johnson, before she can get anything going, looks like she double dribbled. And it'll be Smoky Mountain basketball.
Well, she actually dropped the pass, which I guess the refs considered a dribble. And then she put the dribble down.
As Woodring now spinning, gets in the middle of the paint. Her shot is up and good. And it's 41-60 now, 10 seconds left to play. As Gallion gets it over to Reed. Now over to Wells, over to Thompson. Thompson, a little head fake, goes in the middle of the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Johnson, over to Wells. As time expires, and that's the ball game, ladies and gentlemen. 60-41, Sugar Bears defeat the Smoky Mountain Lady Mustangs, and they improve their record to 14-2 overall. And now their standings in the WNCAC improved to 5-1 overall. Their only loss coming to Franklin.
And the Lady Mustangs conference record moves back a little to a 3-3 mark. Good game. And rather close until we got to deep into the second half, and the Sugar Bears, with the talent and the strength and the home court, just gradually started pulling away to like a 20-point lead on a couple of occasions, and end up winning it here by 19, 60-41. Back with a wrap-up here as we move into the Midway Report. Let's check the roster here. The Midway Report tonight brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. We drive by the Black Bear Cafe on the way to the school here. You know, it's just right down the street about a block and a half. And the Midway Report will be brought to you tonight by the Black Bear people and the Black Bear Cafe. Stay tuned. Terry Shin, David Stiles will be back in just a moment.
Your child gets a sport injury. Your father suffers joint pain. Someone needs hand surgery or a knee replacement. MedWest Ortho has specialists to take care of almost all your 206 human bones. 9 orthopedic surgeons at Western Carolina Orthopedic Specialist in Clyde and Silva Orthopedic Associates, and 2 spine specialists at Mountain Spine in Clyde. All these skilled doctors provide advanced care for children and adults. Our MedWest Ortho doctors are board certified and experienced. Many have distinguished fellowships. You can see their impressive resumes in our newspaper ads. And visit MedWest online at www.medwesthealth.org. MedWest Ortho brings orthopedic excellence to the North Carolina mountains. Excellence, our passion.
The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. And by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler. Proud supporters of Pisgah Bears Sports. For delicious family dining at reasonable prices, head to the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. The Black Bear Cafe offers you delicious daily specials, including meatloaf, taco salad, Cobb salad, and stew beef. And on Fridays, enjoy their delicious seafood special. And on Saturdays, choose a New York strip or a ribeye steak and all the trimmings. Dine in, carry out, or for catering. Phone 648-1003. It's the Black Bear Cafe, Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Welcome back. We are here live at Pisgah High School tonight for varsity matchups between Smoky Mountain and Pisgah. And the varsity girls already with a commanding win over the Lady Mustangs. It was a very close game up until the fourth quarter, and just turnovers and some poor shooting percentages for the Smoky Mountain Lady Mustangs resulted in a loss for the visiting Smoky Mountain High School. And Pisgah winning 60-41. And also the JV boys and JV girls both winning with almost similar scores. JV girls extending that winning streak into at least the mid-30s, I would say. And indeed in, say, two seasons now, as they won 52-32. And also the JV boys beating Smoky Mountain 52-34. So some exciting games tonight here from Pisgah High School. And while we were on break, Roy McClure was honored for breaking the 1,000-point mark a couple games ago at Tuscola. They presented him with a game ball and honored him here tonight in front of his home crowd. So congratulations, Roy McClure, and for breaking the 1,000-point mark. I mean, that's a big milestone, I think.
That is. That's a big one. And what will he have by the end of the season if he continues, knocking down, 20 to 30 points a game like he's been doing?
And
individual stats, we haven't given those yet to the Lady Mustangs. I'll knock those out, and I'll hand the score sheet over to you for the Pisgah scores. Leading everybody tonight, actually. No, wait a minute, we got a tie. Courtney Fish and Kristen Almond both ended up with 16 points. Courtney Fish with those 16, let's see, six of those in the second half. 13 for Sarah Henson, played great basketball. Weidenauer made her presence known at ball handling and defensively, but only 4 points from the free throw line. That's a little surprising.
I thought she would be more of a factor offensively for these Lady Mustangs. She was also working inside with Courtney Fish. They tried to get her the ball multiple occasions, but it was like a lid was on the rim tonight for Reidenhauer.
Lindsey Corbin ended up having 4 points tonight and 2 points apiece for Woodring off the bench, and also Hannah Tritt off the bench. And that rounded out the scoring in the losing effort for the Lady Mustangs.
Like Terry said, Kristen Almond led Pisgah scores with 16 points, and we had six players to score tonight from Pisgah. Kristen Almond leading with 16 points, seven of those coming in the first half, nine of them coming in the second half. So she really turned it on there in that second half. Following closely behind her was Sheridan Presley, who only had four in the first half and ended with 14. So she scored 10 points there in the second half. Played very well, Sheridan Presley did. Following close behind her was Micah James, who had 8 points, an old-fashioned three-point play there at the end for her last score. Following closely behind her was Taylor Gallion with six, Brooklyn Gallion with three, and then Mariah Lewis with two, and Mackenzie Gallion with one foul shot. So all three Gallion triplets making the score sheet tonight. And we'll take a quick break. This is the Midway Report, sponsored by Black Bear Cafe. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM in Canton. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Welcome back to Pisgah High School. As you're joining us from WPTL 920 AM or for our internet listeners at WPTLradio.net, we welcome you. And if you're a Smoky Mountain listener, we welcome you as well.
And we understand there are a few Smoky Mountain listeners tonight listening to the internet stream at WPTLradio.net. So even though you're listening to the voice of the Pisgah Sugar Bears and the voice of the Pisgah Bears, I trust that you'll feel that we're a little bit impartial and fair as we deliver the game to you, since we have a lot of those Smoky Mountain listeners out there.
And let's talk about the schedule real quick, since it's right in front of me. I figure that's a good place to start. And tonight, we're playing Smoky Mountain at home, so that's the 10th, that is tonight. But Pisgah does have another game this week on Friday, that's the 13th. And it'll be at home, and I urge you to come out and support your Black Bears as they play Brevard, which is always a tough matchup. Brevard always has a good varsity club, both women's and men's basketball. at the high school. So should be an exciting matchup.
And that will not be a radio broadcast game on Friday the 13th because David and I are both superstitious. And we're going to stay away from ladders and black cats and
knocking over salt shakers.
And we may tippy-toe out here to the gym to watch the game in person, but unfortunately because of some scheduling back at the station, we'll not have that on the air for you on Friday the 13th. Next Tuesday is an open day.
On the 17th, there will be no basketball. Pisgah gets a little bit of a break, and then following, 3 days after that, on the 20th, they will play East Henderson away. We will not broadcast that game, but we will be back on the air on the 24th for a matchup between Pisgah and Franklin, which should be, I think, an extremely exciting matchup because Franklin played the Pisgah boys very well when we were over in Macon County, and that's the only conference game that the Sugar Bears have lost. So I think
both games are going to be barn burners.
I do too.
When Franklin comes to town. That's got to be one, folks. If you can get out to the Bear Den, that is Friday week, as we say out in the county.
A week from Friday.
Oh, yeah, a week from this Friday. Except
Friday
you don't say that out in the county. Where I'm from, out in the valleys there, out in the coves, you say, well, I'll see you Friday week.
Exactly.
Which means a week from Friday.
So coming up, like Cherry said, a Friday week, or a week from Friday, on January 24th, Pisgah will play Franklin. We'll be right back and have some more stats for you here coming up shortly. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM in Canton. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Whether it's hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecue, a salad, or a delicious steak, dine today at the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. The Black Bear Cafe offers you a huge menu full of everything you're hungry for, plus lots of homemade desserts as well. And don't forget about their daily lunch and dinner specials. Dine in, carry out, or for catering. It's the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. Phone 648-1003. 648-1003. The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton, and by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler, proud supporters of Pisgah Bears Sports.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, Pisgah on a clean sweep right now as the JV girls won their contest 52-32. JV boys won their contest 52-34. The Pisgah girls won their contest 60-41. And now we're getting ready for Pisgah boys matchup against Smoky Mountain.
And David repeated those scores with his eyes closed. So the guy's got a photographic memory.
I
am in awe.
I tried.
Pisgah with an 11-3 record, or 11?
I think 11-3.
11-3 record. 11-3 record, and we do not know.
3-2 in the conference for Pisgah.
And we do not know Smokey's record for sure, so we won't speak of it. But it's not bad.
Or excuse me, they're 3-1 in conference. This is 3-1 in conference. They've only lost to Tuscola.
Just to Tuscola.
Just to Tuscola. Excuse me.
And it wasn't by much.
No. It was a very close game the other night at the home of the Mounties. But right now, the task in front of the Pisgah Black Bears is this Smoky Mountain varsity boys team, who was coached by former Pisgah coach Jimmy Cleveland. He's been at Smoky Mountain now for a handful of years.
He went down to Smoky Mountain, I think, to be assistant principal, which probably has some monetary reward over perhaps being a teacher and a coach here at Pisgah High School. And also, I think that was Jimmy Cleveland's home stomping grounds. He was a graduate of the old Silver Webster High School down there.
And I've heard scouting reports about this Smoky Mountain team. I hear they really like to shoot the three-pointer. They're very guard-oriented. They like to dribble drive, and they like to shoot the basketball. Since losing Jackson Simmons, they don't really have a huge inside presence like Jackson Simmons was. Seven-footer, he now plays for Carolina.
Has he grown to 7 foot?
Yeah, I think he's pretty close.
He was 6'8 or 6'9 when he was a senior
probably
in high school.
Probably still 6'9, but I'll just give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, he's close enough.
He's a big dude.
But
and he was a big target for Smoky Mountain last year to find open underneath. I remember that.
But this Smoky Mountain Boys Club, it looks like they're very guard-oriented, very guard-heavy, I might say. And look for them to shoot the ball from the perimeter as they get as Smoky Mountain now gets ready with almost the same warm-up that Pisgah does right before they go to their bench. As Pisgah now ramping the crowd up, as this is a packed house tonight here at the Bear Den, as this is always a big rivalry. Like I was saying the other night when we were playing Tuscola and Pisgah, yes, it's a big rivalry. It's inter-county rivalry. But it's almost like brothers in a rivalry. You kind of want the upper hand. But it's Smoky Mountain and Pisgah, a little different. I almost want to think that I just like Smoky Mountain more than Pisgah when I was playing. As to now, I'm impartial. I just like basketball. So,
but I see the difference, and I see your point. But this is a rival. You know, so many conference matchups.
Pick one as my rival. Maybe the Henderson County teams.
I don't know. I always
be the big
when
rival.
I was playing for Pisgah, I always felt like the teams that I did not like to play, that I was just like, I do not like to play you because I don't know what it is. It's just something about you. There's always Smoky Mountain, Brevard, and West Henderson and Tuscola. So those are the big rivalries for me while I was high school.
So you feel that West Henderson was one of the big ones in basketball?
I feel West Henderson was a big one in basketball. And it looks like the starting lineups for Smoky Mountain will be number 4, Will Carpenter. He's a senior. He's a point guard. Looks like number 11, Jordan Couch. He's a wing player, sophomore. Looks like number 12, Tanner Condell. Also another forward position player, a senior. Looks like number 20, Tristan Mathis, another senior, also playing forward. And number 22, Jalen Rosebar, who is a post player. So, 3 forwards, 1 post player, and 1 point guard, as it looks like for the Smoky Mountain team. And I expect to see the same starting lineup for the Black Bears tonight, as number 13, Roy McClure, steps onto the court. As always, a very dangerous threat for Pisgah, handling the basketball, passing, and shooting. And now Matthew Inman, it looks like he got his ears lowered, a slight haircut for the senior guard. Now he's still a little shaggy, but yeah, you're right.
Looks like he's seen the Clippers sometime recently.
And Tyler Singleton, a threat both outside and inside. He shoots the basketball very well to be a post player. As he steps on the floor, and another senior, number 32, Nick Mamarelli, a long, lanky defender, also very good with the ball, when it's in his hands, good passer, and the inside rebounding and scoring player of number 33, Colter Burris, as that rounds out the starting five for Pisgah.
Actually, Colter's teammates were treating him pretty rough as they shoved him out onto the floor. I didn't think he was going to make it.
And Colter Burris really matured as a basketball player from last season to this season. And Skip Bayless is a bandwagon fanatic of Tim Tebow. I feel like I'm almost a bandwagon fanatic of Colter Burris. He's probably one of my favorite players. Just like his tenacity. He gets after it while he's on the basketball court.
Burris is a leaper, and he's going to have to be to get the tip away from Rosebar.
And it's up and controlled by Tyler Singleton. As Burris tipped it to Singleton, now over to McClure. As things get underway here in the Bear Den. McClure passing over to Inman. Burris trying to post up, but Inman passing back outside to Mamarelli. Mamarelli now inside to Burris. Back outside. Mamarelli at the top of the key. Inman with a little pump fake. He goes up in the middle of the paint and puts it in. And Pisgah now out to a quick start, 2-0. As it's over to Cogdell. Cogdell passing over to number 11. That's Couch. Couch now back outside to Mathis. Now to Rosebar. Rosebar dribbles in, back out to Mathis. Now back up top to Carpenter. Carpenter will do most of the ball handling for this Smoky Mountain club. Now he passes over to Couch. Couch dribbling. Rosebar now top of the key. Very quick set of passes here by Smoky Mountain as Cogdell pulls up for a 3, and it's no good. Rebounded by Pisgah. Now Roy McCoy with a shot inside, and it'll be knocked out of bounds by Smoky Mountain, and Pisgah will retain possession.
Two to nothing. Pisgah with a small early lead.
McClure now spinning in the paint. He gets it into Burris, and it's blocked away by Rosebar. And Couch turns it over as he double dribbles, as he tries to escape traffic there after the Rosenbar block. Pisgah now inbounding to Mamarelli, who passes out to Inman. Inman drives in, puts up a shot, it's no good. Rebound fought for, and it's finally pulled down by Smoky Mountain's Condell as he comes up the court, dribbles to his right, now pulls it back outside, dribbles in the middle of the paint, shot is up, no good. Rebound fought for, and looks like it'll stay at Pisgah as Singleton and Burris are both fighting for the rebound, and Coach Cook saying, hey guys, talk to one another, let them know that you're on the same team. As they try to inbounds, and now it's ripped away by Roy McClure after the inbounds pass. McClure pulls up from the elbow, shot up, no good. Rebound controlled by Rosenbar. Carpenter now pulls up for a jumper, and it's good. 2-2 now is the score, 6-9 left to play here in the first period. As McClure brings it across half court, dribbling to his left. Little handoff pass to Inman. Back up top to Mamarelli. Now inside to Inman. Handoff to Mamarelli, who pulls up for three. Shot no good. Rebounded by number 20, Mathis. Carpenter with the ball, dribbling to his left. Goes in the middle of the paint, and Burris sets up and draws the charge against Carpenter.
We don't even want to know the shooting percentages right now. Pisgah hitting 1 out of 6. From the field. Smoky Mountain hitting 1 of 3.
Singleton now on the left wing, passing low inside to McClure on that corner. McClure dribbling, brings it back up top to the wing, now passes back to the top of the key as Mamarelli has the ball over to Burris. Burris looked inside, and now he throws it into Singleton, who goes up and in for Pisgah. And it's now 4-2, Pisgah lead with about 5:15 left to play. Carpenter now over to Mathis. Mathis passing it up to Coggle. Coggle dribbles in. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Burris. Burris with two rebounds in a row now as McClure dribbles in the middle of the paint as Couch falls to the ground. And looks like a blocking foul is going to be called on him as he tried to slide in front of McClure and draw a charge.
Man, McClure can lean almost just a few degrees off of horizontal when he dribbles, you know. And he was leaning so far forward, he really kind of suckered Couch into that foul. So Pisgah with an early two-point lead.
McClure now with a pass over to Inman on that left wing. Now a long pass over to Burris. Burris a little pump fake, and his shot is blocked. Scrap for the ball on the ground as Mathis comes up with it. He gets it ahead to Coggle. Now over to Carpenter. Carpenter with a nice bounce pass in between two Pisgah defenders to Coggle, who puts it up and in. Tie game now. 4-4. 4:29 left to play as McClure comes across half court. Dribbles back outside to Mamarelli. Mamarelli looks inside. Inside pass to Singleton. Singleton with a spin move. Goes up and hooks it in. As Pisgah now leads by 2, 6-4. Carpenter comes across over to Rosenbar. Now to Coggle. Coggle pulls up for a three. Shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Pisgah as Singleton passes it ahead to McClure, and McClure quickly throws it ahead to Mamarelli. Now Inman goes up in traffic over Carpenter and puts it in, and Pisgah now scoring 2 in a row increases the lead to 4 as it's 8-4, about 3:50 left to play. Ball over to Coggle now, top of the key. He drives in the middle of the paint. Shot up and good for Smoky Mountain. And now the lead down back to 2 as McClure across half court. Stutter step. Middle of the lane. Shot no good. Rebounded by Couch. Couch dribbling to the right. Has a little bit of space. Puts it up and in. In the transition. So now tie game again. 8-8 as Inman comes down. Pump fake. It's almost stripped away now to McClure. McClure, the reverse layup on the right side, and puts it in. Very fast-moving basketball game right now as Covener pulls up from the elbow. His shot no good. Rebounded by Burris. Burris ahead to McCora. McCora pulls up for a three. Shot in and out. As Inman's going to be called with an over-the-back foul as he tried to go up and get the rebound and just had a little bit too much body on the rebounder.
First ball game. Pisgah here still leading by 10-8 right now. 2:58 remaining in the first period. This is a really fast-paced first period of play.
Both teams are very good in the transition. Let's see what happens as Covener now passing over to number 30. That is Carter. Now Carter with the basketball, passing it up to number 33, Thompson. Back to Carpenter, who pulls up for a three. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. Carter comes up with it. Puts it back up and in over a Pisgah defender. And now it's 10-10. 2:29 left to play here in the first as McCora brings it across half court. McCora looking inside, dribbling with her left hand. Picks up his dribble. Passes over to Tatham. Tatham looks inside now. Pass over to Mamarelli. Mamarelli now tries to throw it inside to Tatham. And a wild pass from Amarelli, which is uncharacteristic, usually spot on with the ball control, but a little crazy that time.
Yeah, a little bit wide. I don't think Tatham had a chance of getting a hand on that one.
Carpenter now passing over to Couch. Couch guarded by Jesse Anderson. Now over to Thompson. Thompson dribbling to the left, stops, over to Rosenbar. Up and in on the left side. Nice pass there from Thompson to Rosenbar. As McCore now on the left wing, dribbling, guarded by Couch, passing over to Singleton. Singleton, a little hesitation move, gets in the middle of the lane, shot up, and rattles in for Tyler Singleton. 14-10 now, Pisgah lead, 1:35 left to play, as Carpenter pulls up and drains it for a three, a two. As McCore now crosses over, pulls up for a shot, and hits nothing. As it goes out of bounds, very uncharacteristic shot there by Roy McClure.
Yeah, you got to think that either so there was some loss of concentration or somebody had a hand on it for McClure to miss with an air ball like that.
Rosenbar checking out, and Woodward comes in for Smoky Mountain. As Carpenter, still the main ball handler for Smoky Mountain as he calls a set play. Now over to Carter. Carter dribbling to the left. Passes it up to Couch. His shot no good. Rebound fought for. Burris pulls it down. And then it's stolen away by Carter, who gives a pass over to number 23, Woodward, who puts it in. And 17-12 now, Smoky Mountain lead as McKinley Brown passes up to Anderson. Anderson now over to Burris. Back inside to Tatham. Tatham inside. Back outside to Scott. Now over to Anderson. Anderson dribbling in. Pump fake, looking for someone to pass to. Inside to Brown, who shot his up. No good, but rebounded by Tatham. Tatham shot no good. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. And a quick pass up to Carter in transition. And Smoky Mountain scores again. Pisgah down by 7 with 25 seconds left to play. As Anderson now passing ahead to Brown. Inside to Burris. And it looks like a foul is going to be called on Woodward. And Pisgah now inbound just to the left of their basket. They get it into Anderson. Anderson pulls up for a jumper. No good. Rebound pulled down by Couch. Couch passing ahead to number 33, Thompson. Now back up top to Carpenter. Carpenter picking up a screen. Pulls up for three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Pisgah. Burris pulls up for a half quarter, and it's no good as time expires. And Pisgah now trails by 7 at the end of the first period. A very fast-paced game here. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area single stop locations: Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Starting the second quarter, Pisgah down by 7, and I'll tell you, it's been shooting percentage and some other things, too. Pisgah hitting, 6 of 18. That's about 33%. 53% shooting. So over 50% shooting for the visitors from Silva.
And now Pisgah going to his zone as Thompson pulls up for a 3, shot no good. Rebounded by Inman. Allen pass to McCorr. Now over to Singleton at the top of the key. He's guarded by Thompson. Now back to Anderson. Anderson looking inside. Picks up a screen from Inman. Good cut by Matthew Inman. Just misses the shot. Rebound pulled down by Thompson. Now pass up to Coggle. And it's tipped by Anderson. The Carpenter picks it up. Back to Coggle. Coggle with a little spin move over to Carter. His shot is up and good from the left block. And now 21-12, Smoky Mountain lead. As McCorr tries to pass it over to Anderson, it's picked off by Carter. And it's poked out by Anderson, and he throws it back in to Burris. Good play there by Jesse Anderson to get the basketball back. And Singleton now picks up his dribble, but he passes back outside to McCorr. McCorr looking for a little bit of space. He gets some, pulls up, and is no good. Rebound by Thompson. Outlet pass to Carpenter. Carpenter dribbling ahead. Good awareness to pass it down to Carter, but tipped by Jesse Anderson. And it'll be out of bounds, and Smoky Mountain will retain possession.
Pisgah's shooting now down 6 for 20. So that's probably a little bit right at 30%. They're going to have to do better than that to beat Smoky Mountain.
With an extended 2-3 zone now, as Carpenter has the basketball, tries to pass it over. He does. He gets it to Coggle. Now over to Thompson. Thompson pulls up for 3. His shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Burris. Into the hands of McCorr now. He comes across half court. Over to Singleton. Singleton sizing up his opponent. Spin move. Gets a little bit of space. Goes up on the right side. Draws a foul and hits the bucket. Tough move there by Tyler Singleton.
That was a strong, savvy move right there by the big guy.
He got the defender going one way, spun right back to the basket, laid it in, and drew the foul.
Foul was on Thompson. First one on him. 6:13 remaining in the half. Pisgah trailing. It's 21-14 before the free throw shot.
And no good, but rebounded by Rosenbar. Passed ahead to Carter. Now back over to Carpenter. Back to Carter. Carter pulls up for a 3. Shot up, no good. Rebound fought for. Rosenbar comes up with it. Puts it up and in. So Rosenbar, a force to be reckoned with on the inside boards.
He's had to earn the 2 field goals he's made. Working inside against Pisgah's big men, and he makes the free throw.
McCorr now coming across, down on the left side, triple team. A jump ball is called, and looks like it'll be Pisgah basketball. And just a bad position there for
somebody.
Ray McClure
had to be open. You know, there were 4 guys on right. Roy McClure. He was surrounded by 4 defenders.
Jesse Anderson now long inbounds pass to Tyler Singleton just at the red volleyball line. Now passing over to McCorr. McCorr, little pump fake, goes up and floats it in from about 6 feet out. And Pisgah now down 24-16 as Coggle has the basketball. Inside pass to Rosenbar. Really hounded by Inman. Now over to Carter. Anderson. Thought it might have been a charge, but Anderson just a fraction of a second late. And the man with the whistle calls a blocking violation against Inman, and the shot is up and in for Carter. As well as the free throw. So Pisgah now trailing by 11. 5:29 left to play as McClure comes across half court. Dribbling to his left. Now over to Singleton. Passes inside to Inman. Inman working against Carpenter. Carpenter doesn't allow Inman a good shot, and Smoky Mountain pulls down the rebound. As Carter now goes up in the middle of traffic and is tripped. And looks like the foul is going to be on Coulter Burris. And two shots will be coming for number 30, Micah Carter.
Not a position Pisgah finds themselves in very often, being down so much in the first half.
And it's up and in for Carter as Mamorelli and Papen check back in for Inman and Burris.
Tatham and Singleton down low for a rebound in case there's a Carter miss on the second try.
And it's up and through. And Smoky Mountain now leads 29-16. As McClure comes across half court, passes over to Singleton. Singleton looking inside over to Mamorelli. And I feel like Pisgah's offense may be a little stagnant right now. I don't really see a lot of people cutting, moving without the basketball. And a timeout is called by Coach Crook. And I think he's going to address this situation as
he seems to be quite verbal here.
Yes.
And we'll hear some verbiage from our sponsors right now for 30 seconds. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
About that fat buddy's ribs barbecue. Got a thing about that going green like Carolina chicken tender salad or the chicken in the garden. Might try smoked turkey, beef, or turkey served on fresh garden greens. Take a trip on the Green Garden Path, the green menu. Food so good it make you squeal. Fat Buddies, Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
What's the first choice in convenience?
Welcome back. Pisgah gets the ball after the timeout. Jesse Anderson goes right into the heart of that Smoky Mountain defense. And hits a very tough runner in the paint. And Pisgah now trails 29-18 as Thompson has the basketball dribbling to his left. Tatham comes over. It looks like a foul is going to be called either on, yes, it is on Jesse Anderson.
Two on Mr. Anderson.
Cogdell looks to inbound as Carpenter now gets the basketball, pulls up for a three, and it's nothing but the bottom of the cup as Carpenter drains one. 32-18 now as Pisgah trails Smoky Mountain here in this second quarter. Singleton with the basketball tries to pass it inside to Takeham, and that'll be a turnover as Cogdell picks it up, comes down. He thought about a shot, but now hands it off to Carpenter. Carpenter dribbling in over to Rosenbar. Shot up, no good. Rosenbar gets the ball back while he's setting it on the ground, but this time picked up by Tatham after the shot. McClure dribbling in over to Mamorelli. Mamorelli with a pump fake. Now pass over to Anderson. Anderson dribbling in. Pulls up for a little runner in the paint and gets it to go. And now trails by 12. Carpenter now, very fast transition bucket. Over to Carter. His shot is up, no good. Rebounded by McClure. McClure comes across half court. Crosses over. Pulls up for a shot in the paint. Shot no good. Rebounded by Tatham. Tatham back out to Anderson. Anderson pulls up for a three, and it's nothing but net as Anderson drains a tray from the right wing. 32. As Rosenbar passing up to Cogdell. Cogdell spin move in the paint over to Rosenbar. Rosenbar, before he can get anything going, walks with the basketball. So that'll be a Smoky Mountain turnover. Only the fourth turnover for Smoky Mountain all game. So both teams playing very well with the basketball. Not really a lot of turnovers. Pisgah only with three. So some ball control is being practiced here in this basketball game.
Pisgah trying to dig into this big Smoky Mountain lead. They do trail by nine right now.
Anderson looks inside. Burris is really posting up his man, and he gets the basketball as number 20, Mathis, falls down, and Burris puts it in on that left side. Good, strong post-up move there by Colter Burris. Cockle now, passing over to Carter. Carter dribbling to his right. Now passing up to Mathis. Mathis back up top of the key. Now to Cockle. Cockle crosses over, pulls up for three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Anderson. Anderson dribbling ahead. Passes over to Mamorelli. Mamorelli looks inside. And now McClure with a beautiful cut in the middle of the paint. Set his man up perfectly. Went straight to the basket and scored. As it's passed up to Carter now. Back over to Coggle. Coggle dribbling it into the middle of the paint. Shot up, no good. And it looks like a foul is going to be called as Jesse Anderson draws another blocking foul. That'll be three on him in this half. Coggle's shot is up and good. As Pisgah still trails, 33-27 now, with about 2:20 left to play. As Anderson checks out, and Scott checks in for him. Coggle's second shot is up and rattles through. So Pisgah still trails, 34-27 now. As McCora comes across the halfway mark, over to Singleton, inside Mamorelli. Mamorelli almost loses the ball, but now back out to Scott. McCora dribbles to his left, pulls it back outside. Dribbles in, pass outside to Mamorelli. Mamorelli now going straight to the cup, shot no good. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Smoky Mountain. As Thompson now passes over to Cogdell. Cogdell going to set up the offense as Carpenter's out with a little bit of a break now. Over to Carter on that right wing, back up top to Cogdell. Cogdell now dribbling in the middle of the paint. And McCora, I thought it might have been a tie-up, but Roy McCoy picks up his first foul as the referee says he hailed Coggle as he ran through the middle of the lane.
That means a couple of free throws coming for Coggle. That was the seventh team foul against Pisgah, so it's 1+1 shooting.
Shot up, no good, rebounded by Burris. As McCoy now gets the transition pass, Scott pulls up for three, shot up, no good, rebound fought for, controlled by Carter. Carter inside pass to Mathis. Mathis' shot is up and good as Smoky Mountain's transition offense is just relentless. Pisgah now with McCord dribbling to the left. He gets in traffic. Looks like a block is going to be called on Thompson as McCord drove in. And Thompson, I don't think, really satisfied with the call.
Well, with the boos from the Smoky Mountain fans, I'd say the Mustang fans are a little bit unhappy with that call as well.
Tatum now checking in for Burris. Yeah, the freshman, Thomas Tatum, he's seen some good minutes this year. Very sound varsity player, even though he's quite young, as Mamorelli throws it way into the backcourt for Roy McCoy to corral. And the student section urging him on as he comes back across half court. As McCora now looking for an option. Spin move in. Now back outside to Singleton. Pulls up a three. Shot no good. As Smoky Mountain pulls the board. Coggle now the basketball. Inside pass. But it's stolen away by Scott. And Scott passes it right back into the hands of Coggle. Only 49 seconds left. Coach Cleveland signaling for his team to spread it wide and get the last shot. Hold for the last possession of the ball game. As Carter now the basketball passes over to number 32. That's Norris. Now back to Carter. Carter on the outside. Passes over to Coggle. McClure really pestering Coggle. Coggle pulls up for a three and it's good. 39-27, Pisgah trails with 18 seconds left to play. Inside to Mamorelli. Mamorelli with a pump fake. Up and under move. Shot no good. Rebounded by Tatum. He puts it back up and in. As it's inbounded to Coggle. 4 seconds left. Over to Coggle again. Shot up and no good as it rims in and out. So Pisgah down by 10 as we go to halftime here in the Bear Den. We'll take a quick break And we'll be right back. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM Canton. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Things are really buzzing around Medwest Haywood, Medwest Harris, and Medwest Suede. It's all about Buzz B Wellness. He has rock-hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Buzz B Wellness is the new wellness mascot for Medwest Health System. Buzz's motto is, be well, be fit. It's a natural slogan for Medwest Wellness Program. After all, bees are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at MedWest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz B Wellness, 452-8088.
Welcome back. We're here live at the Bear Den. Pisgah trails by 10. Smoky Mountain leads 39-29. I just got pegged with a basketball thrown by a cheerleader.
Kind of, whose accuracy is not legendary at all.
Almost hit me right in the snaz. As Pisgah trails, like I said, 39-29. You're here live with Terry Shin and yours truly, David Stiles. And this has been a very fast-paced first half of basketball.
Fast-paced, very tough physically. Pisgah is having some trouble shooting tonight. And one problem also they're having, we didn't mention too much during the first half play-by-play, David, was offensive boards. Once Pisgah shot, they rarely got a second chance, as blocking out and the rebounding was just excellent by Smoky Mountain. We didn't keep the rebounding tally, I don't think. Did you keep that over the side?
Pisgah actually out-rebounded Smoky Mountain, but like you were saying, when Smoky Mountain gets a board, it would be off of a Pisgah miss. So Smoky Mountain with 11 rebounds, Pisgah with 15. And that sounds like not a lot of rebounds for however many shots they've taken. But it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to catch every rebound. But it's about even, rebounding back and forth. But like you were saying, Pisgah did not get second opportunities on the offensive side of basketball.
And overall, Smoky Mountain, unofficially, where you had them hitting 14 of 29, that's just under 50%, 14 of 29. And Pisgah hit 13 of 33 for 39%. So we can do a little bit better than that, I think, shooting. And if we can crush those boards a little bit of offense, I think we'll be back in this thing. We got a lot of basketball yet to play, and you know, Pisgah, we've seen all season long, is a second half ball team. They come on strong when the going gets tough.
And I believe Coach Cook will have them ramped up and ready to go here after a little halftime speech. He's very good at analyzing what his team needs to do. He also knows how to talk to his players. So I expect Pisgah to come out revved up and ready to go here in this second half. Also, Coach Cleveland, very similar to Coach Cook, I think. Very good coach. His team will also be prepared, so it's going to be very interesting to see what happens here in this second half of basketball.
We've got the individual stats for you, and we'll have those in a moment. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
Aww.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way,
It just tastes better.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
We are at halftime. Boys varsity play. Pisgah trailing by 10 points to the arch rival and tonight nemesis from Jackson County, Smoky Mountain Mustangs. In the opener tonight here on WPTL, the Sugar Bears were winners over the Lady Mustangs, 60-41 the score on that one. Individual scoring, there was some real balance on both sides of the score sheet. Seven players scoring for Smoky Mountain, six for Pisgah. For Smoky Mountain, only one player in double figures, and that was Micah Carter with 11. But right behind, Cogdell had 9 and Carpenter had 7.
Carter came off the bench. He didn't even start. He was the sixth man almost for Smoky Mountain. Came off, and when he came in, he came to play tonight.
He certainly did, putting all 11 of those up in his supporting role. Rosebar had 5, 2 points for Woodard, and also 2 points added by Jordan Couch.
On the Pisgah side of the basketball, only one scorer in double figures, and that's Roy McCoy with 10. Followed closely behind him is Jesse Anderson, who really came off the bench there in that second period. As soon as the first period ended, he stayed in the second period, came in and scored 7 straight points. He had 2 field goals and a 3 there in a sequence of about 2-3 minutes. Then following him with 4 apiece is Matthew Emmett and Tyler Singleton. Tyler Singleton with a strong move that one time to the basket. He looked very strong. So I think more to come from him. He's also a very good second half player. And then with a field goal apiece is Copeland Burris and Thomas Tatham. So both the inside presence for Pisgah is felt, but not a lot of scoring. As you were saying, their shooting percentage is down to only 39%. So almost like a lid is on the rim tonight for Pisgah, as they just can't seem to get the ball in the basket sometimes.
They'll need to do a little bit more of that in the second half. Smoky Mountain will probably have their ideas about letting Pisgah do that. We're at halftime of the boys' varsity game, and if you've just tuned in, Pisgah trailing by 10 points here at halftime. Welcome aboard, you internet listeners tonight on the internet stream at WPTL.net. And for you silver listeners, and I know we have several Smoky Mountain listeners tonight, you are listening on the stream as our AM signal does not make it down to Jackson County. So call some neighbors if you know someone that would be interested in the game and let them know that it's on the internet at WPTLradio.net, and we'll welcome them aboard as well. Back with the start of the third quarter to see if Pisgah can get back in this thing. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangles so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangles customers. Hey, they got one for crop rulers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make him vote yes on a Bojangles highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangles faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Welcome back. We're here live on WPTL Radio along with
Terry Shin and yours truly, David Simes, as we're watching Angie's Dance Academy for a halftime show. And these young ladies, they can really dance.
It is quite a show, too. Quite a show, quite a show. The theme seemed to have been some kind of extraterrestrial theme here. Some kind of outer space astronaut UFO. I'm not sure what the deal was.
All I know is it was very interesting to watch. A lot was going on.
Was that an all-girl performance?
I think there's
check it out.
I think that is all girls.
Is there a couple of guys there?
I think there's one boy.
Was he the astronaut?
He was the astronaut.
He was the astronaut. But quite a performance here as
well
the
done,
teams,
ladies and gentlemen.
Teams are coming back. Pisgah onto the floor, and I now see Smoky Mountain breaking huddle down there. So it's 29-39. Pisgah down by 10. Low scoring first half for Pisgah.
And we'll see what second half adjustments Coach Crook has made. I expect his team to come out revved up and ready to go. There in that second period when he called that timeout and kind of jumped on his players, I thought that was the right thing to do. They were very stagnant on offense. Not a lot of moving without the basketball. And I feel like they were almost shell-shocked by how fast Smoky Mountain put up points. Because it was a 10-10 game there with about 2 minutes left to play in the first period. Then all of a sudden it was 19-10. So Smoky Mountain, they can really rack up points when they want to. And they move very quick, very running gun style offense. And their transition game is just relentless.
The ball will be put in play by Smoky Mountain. It'll be Mathis receiving the ball from the ref. And it's into Will Carpenter, and the second half is underway. Carpenter launches a little pass down to Cogdell, who asks for a screen and gets it, but Inman fights through that. Just underway third period. Pisgah looking at a 10-point deficit. The ball comes back to Carpenter, over to Couch. He'll drive down low, put a shot up, no good, and rebound on the floor. Who's it going to be? Inman, behind the back, he passes it in to Rosebar, who goes down on the floor, and I think
they're going to get it. Pisgah
sprained an ankle or what? Well, they should, but Inman threw it back in behind his back and bounced it off of Rosebar. So no score, as we were only 30 seconds into the second half. Inman finds Burris underneath, that puts a little banker straight away off the glass, and it's good.
And that's what this Pisgah offense has got to do. There's no real true post player, as Smoky Mountain's playing with four guards set.
Will Carpenter gets a pass from Cogdell, and he launches a three and makes it 42-31. So the Silva lead, the Smoky Mountain lead, back out to 11. Inman to Mamorelli finds Singleton open outside. He'll take a little run on the baseline. Shot is blocked partially by Rosebar, who picks up a foul. Rosebar thought he had all ball. And he may have, but he picks up his first foul of the night anyway. Or second. No, who's that? They don't give it to Rosebar. Now they do. Okay.
Pisgah Bears basketball is sponsored by Midwest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the Single Stop Stores, and also by Bojangles of Canton. It's bow time. And like I was saying before Carpenter hit that three, Pisgah is going to look on the inside because Smoky Mountain's really playing with a four-guard set. They don't really have a true post player other than Rosebar in the game right now. So I'd look to key on Burris and Singleton as they post up on those low blocks.
Both of Singleton's free throws are good, so Smoky inbounds and they lead by 9 as Will Carpenter clinches the fist, sets up a play down the Cogdell, paints a baseline, strong drive, puts a shot up, and it's fouled by somebody in a white jersey. It'll be on Pisgah's number Burris. 33, Burris. That will put Cogdell on the free throw line, missing on his first free throw attempt.
And Burris will make an exit, as that's three fouls on him here early in the second half. And Burris, key factor to this Pisgah offense and defense.
He's instrumental, and going to the bench is not a happy thought here. Both free throws are missed by Cogdell. The rebound up high is Tyler Singleton. Roy McClure spinning. He's triple teamed. Somebody's got to be open, and that's Mamorelli for the score.
Beautiful pass from McClure to Mamorelli on that right block.
You know, if you're triple teamed, you got to think somebody's in the clear. Pisgah back to within a few here, 42-35. As Cogdell, ball's worked down low, blocked by Tatham, a second block by Tatham, and a third block by Tatham. But still, Smoky Mountain comes down with the rebound, but there's a tie-up, and on possession, Pisgah gets it.
Wow. So Thomas Tatham making his presence very known here on this Pisgah defense. Three blocks in a row by the freshman.
Wow, Mr. Fleischwater. Pisgah down by seven at 6:08. Remaining in the third period, McClure takes it with the right hand, takes down to the baseline, spinning, he's double-teamed, has a shot partially blocked. Mamorelli gets the rebound, but there's a whistle and a foul against Smoky Mountain's number 20, Tristan Mathis.
So McClure steps to the foul line for the first time tonight, as he was triple-teamed again on that play. Somehow got a shot off.
I think McClure is going to have to look for the open guy when you're triple-teamed. He's got to have a teammate open somewhere. Connects on the first and the second free throw. And McClure has 12. And the gap is closed. 42-37. Only 5 points between these ball clubs as Cogdell takes charge. Mamorelli comes out, puts a hand in his face, but the pass goes over to Will Carpenter. Carpenter slides inside. Mamorelli bumps into him and I think will be the one whistled for the foul.
And it is, as Carpenter, who does most of the ball handling for the Smoky Mountain team, he's really their offensive leader, not really in scoring, but as in court, like court general. He calls
he's
the offense.
Yeah, he calls the offense, makes his first free throw here. And tonight he's hit a couple of threes, so he has been instrumental in scoring tonight. Both free throws are made, and the Smoky Mountain lead back out to 44-37. That's a seven-point deficit. I think Pisgah has an idea to change that as McClure comes across the half court. And it's Inman, Tatham. Now Mamorelli's open, find Inman open, but he's a doubled up one, so it's back to Tatham. To Roy McClure, who will start the offense over again from outside the arc. He goes up strong, a little reverse scooper, not a reverse, but a scoop shot on the right side is good for Roy McClure. He has 14.
Put a little left-handed English on that one, Terry. Looked nice.
Shot is missed outside by Thompson. He tried for a three, and here comes McClure spinning and putting it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound, Carpenter. He is storming down the left side, now to the center, as Inman dives for a steal, doesn't get it, picked, loose ball picked up and put in by Rosebar. I like Rosebar, he's got some good moves. Very athletic as Tatham is open on the baseline and the ball hangs and falls off the front of the rim, picked back by
Singleton.
And he's fouled and will go to the free throw line. Did they count the basket?
They did count the basket. That was a good entry pass from McClure into Tatham. He got his man sealed, and no one was on help side defense for Smoky Mountain. And they just tossed it right in. Tatham went up, even though he missed a shot. That was a good play. And Singleton was right there for the board, and he put it back in.
Dalton Scott has checked in and will be in a rebounding slot in case Singleton misses, but he does not. And Tyler Singleton has 9 points, and he's on a roll here. And Pisgah back to within four. This is as close as they have been in a while. 4:42 on the clock, third period, as the ball goes to Cogdell. Comes to about the free throw line, lets one fly. It misses the mark. Rosebar tries to get the rebound, but it's into the hands of Scott out of play. And I thought Scott touched it.
I don't think he touched it,
but they give it
went out of bounds. It kind of blocked from the view we had.
McClure puts an elbow into his defender, and doesn't like the call, but it sure looked like a good stiff arm elbow to me.
Like I was saying earlier, when Presley extended her arm like that, when you fully extend that forearm into the defensive player and it knocks them back, that's going to be a foul every time.
Inman knocks the ball out of play. Pass intended for Cogdell, way across from us here, right in front of the Mustang cheerleaders. Cogdell to Carpenter, and the ball comes back in play. Smoky Mountain up by four, and they've got the ball. Carter will bring him with the right hand. Tries to get it to Rosemar underneath, and it's taken away, batted by Singleton. Picked up by Tatham, and now to the hands of Dalton Scott. Looks at a three, pumps it, misses, and rebound Inman. And it's off. Who touched it last? I think they say off of Inman's foot. So it'll be Smoky Mountain basketball.
And Inman, one of the smallest players on the court right now, went up and said, that's my ball, but just could not keep it in bounds.
He out-rebounded Rosebar that time, and Rosebar can get above the rim. He's got some kangaroo legs. Ball comes to Cogdell, takes on the baseline. Banker, good from about 8, 10 feet out. His first basket of the after or evening. 48-42. Pisgah back down by 6 points. But Tyler Singleton spinning, shooting. And it falls out of there. Tatham does not get the rebound away from Rosebar. And we go the other way with Smoky Mountain. Will Carpenter puts up a little floater going straight toward the basket. And it is good. He has 14.
That's what makes him so good. He's got such a fast move off that dribble. He just got right in the middle of that Pisgah defense and put it in.
McClure downtown from NBA range puts up his first three of the night. And it is good, and Roy McClure has 17. That brings Pisgah back to within five after it looked like Smoky Mountain was going to go on a little roll there. Here's Rosebar from outside, no good, and Tatham rebounds, and Ingram with a long pass down to Singleton. What a pass! What a pass! From Matthew Inman to Tyler Singleton for the score. There is time out on the floor. We will take a break and be right back. This is Pisgah Bay Basketball on 920 WPTL.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Sometimes the big helpings of fat budgers are just more than you can handle one sitting, so you ask for a to-go box. And then sometimes you just want to swing by and get a big box of fat buddies, beef, pork, chicken, baby back ribs, or smoked turkey to go. Fat Buddy's takeout menu is right for you, cause it's food so good it'd make you squoil. Fat Buddy's ribs and barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Back we are, 2:50 to play. They counted that shot. There was a little controversy during the timeout. I'm not sure what it was, but Pisgah now trailing only by 3 points, but Smoky Mountain with the basketball. Neesom in the lineup for Smoky Mountain. And Carter with the ball with the right hand at the top of the circle. To Cogdell. Back to Carter. Puts on a little fake. Asks for a screen. Doesn't get it. Mamarelli comes over to put the defense on Cogdell, and I think he's going to end up fouling Tanner Cogdell, who will go to the free throw line. Two on Mamarelli, and in the act of shooting there down low, it will be Cogdell for two free throws.
Very fast release on his foul shots. Doesn't waste any time. Just gets up there and shoots them.
One out of two of the free throws are good, and the second miss is rebounded by Tyler Singleton for Pisgah, and he will just bring it up the court by number 30, Micah Carter. I didn't really see that. That was off to the side. Did you see what happened?
I saw what happened. McCoy is coming down the middle of the court. Carter's guarding him. McCoy steps in front of him, and Micah Carter just runs him right over.
Here's McClure receiving the inbound pass, banks it home from the left side, and Roy McClure is in a roll. He's got 19.
Pisgah within two now, 51-49, with about 2:03 left to play here in the third.
Big comeback for your Bears. As the ball is into the hands of 33 Thompson, puts up a three, no good, but the rebound stick in is good by Neeson. Gets the rebound and the putback. 53-39, Pisgah can't seem to get close to them, 2 or 3. Scott in the corner to Mamarelli. Tyler Singleton, double team, gets the shot away, and he'll go to the foul line. Draws another Smoky Mountain foul.
That'll be on Cogdell. What Tyler Singleton is doing, he's posting up. He's spinning into that Smoky Mountain defense. And since Smoky Mountain doesn't really have a true post player, they've got those four guards around Rosenbar, who is their postman. Singleton can just get a shot over top of the smaller defending opponent. And so when he goes up and the shot is altered, more than likely they're going to call a foul.
Yeah, he was really off balance that time and was not shooting very high off the floor. It's kind of a little fall-away jumper. He was headed toward the floor. He was fortunate to draw the foul and gets both of the free throws. It's a good move there by Tyler. And now the difference is 2 points again. Pizzer can't seem to get better and get closer than two as the ball goes over to Neeson. Or now to Neeson. Actually, it was to Thompson there for a while. To Cogdell, drives strong down the center of the lane, misses, and the rebound, Mamorelli, who was up high. Minute 16, and Mamorelli puts on a fake, passes over, and finishes up with Cogdell. Tried to get it to Anderson. Cogdell is stripped by Inman, and it's picked up by Mamorelli. Pisgah gets it right back, and here comes Roy McClure with a little jumping, running shot. It is missed, rebounded by Carter. Less than a minute to play. Pass break point, a good by Cogdell. And a Pisgah foul.
Not a smart foul out there by Mamorelli. Like I was saying earlier in the girls' broadcast, there's good fouls. There's bad fouls, and then there's just dumb fouls.
Dumb fouls.
That one was a little on the dumb side.
A little on the dumb side. Because Cogdell got the two, and he's got the free throw coming up, and at least he misses that. Rebounded by Pisgah. Less than a minute to play. Pisgah can cut it to two again, but they trail 55-51, and McClure is fouled as he tried to do a little body fake in.
And Micah Carter picks up another foul. That's two within a minute here for Micah Carter, it seems like.
Carter's got a big chore guarding Rory McClure, picking up a couple of fouls in doing that. Ball comes into Jesse Anderson, finds himself open, but it's over to Scott for three. He can hit him from there, misses this one. He's missed a couple tonight, usually pretty accurate. So with a four-point lead, Smoky Mountain looks up at the clock, 35 ticks. They may hold it for one to close out the third period here. Will Carpenter with the left hand finds Neeson, who gets the ball back outside to Thompson, or Carter, that is. So Carpenter off his thigh, out of bounds, and they say it was touched by Ingram of Pisgah, or Inman. He holds Pisgah.
The section was right there to see that one. They will argue that one until the cows come home, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know, there's you have some bad nights, and the refs have them, too. 8 seconds on the clock. Ball comes in. It'll be a behind-the-back pass and a shot up by Carter. It is no good. 1 second on the clock. A second shot, no good, and this one will not count. So the third quarter is over. Pisgah closed the gap this time. We'll take a break and be right back. 4 points separate the ball clubs. This is Bear Basketball on 920 WPTF.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stop. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single stop also has free stuff when you sign up for single stop rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area single stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Welcome back. We're here live in the Bear Den. Pisgah now only trails by four at 2-16 there in the third. So Pisgah's closed the gap. Let's see if they can keep their foot on the accelerator here as they try and...
Well, we've called them a second-half team many times, and they've shown that over and over. They're going to have to do it here in the fourth period as action picks up with Smoky Mountain putting the ball in play. Rosebar outside to Carter. Take a little left baseline drive. Knocks a Pisgah player to the floor. Inman stands his ground and draws a foul.
And Carter, I thought, a little bit more unorthodox that time. Tried to force the basketball up and in. And when you force stuff, it just does not work most of the time.
Mamorelli is looking for Singleton, but he's covered pretty well down there by Thompson. Bounce pass to Burris, who's back in the lineup. Good to see Coulter back in there. Spinning shot by Roy McClure is good for point number 21 or 20 and 21. Thompson to Will Carpenter for a three. It is no good, and there's Burris for a rebound. I think we've missed Burris's presence, at least in the rebounding category. Rory McClure takes a baseline drive. He's double-teamed, underhanded a pass over to Inman. It is missed. Inman gets the rebound after it was tipped by Mamorelli, and there's a jump ball tie-up, and possession will belong to Pisgah.
Very physical game right now. Both teams playing very hard, going after those loose balls, and things could get a little hairy.
53-55. Pisgah can tie here. Mamorelli pops one from three. He misses. If he would have followed, he would have gotten that rebound, but it goes to Carter of Smoky Mountain. Should have followed his shot there. Three-point effort up. No good by Thompson. Rebound to Mamorelli. Knocked out of his hands by Will Carpenter, and Carpenter picks up a foul for the jab, trying to get that steal.
Like I was saying earlier, both teams playing very hard, a very physical ball game. I'm really surprised tempers haven't aroused further in this game. And I think both teams have played very well under control. They've been very poised.
They've been controlling the tempers. I think the tempers are there. Mamorelli on the line to shoot a 1+1 because that was the eighth team foul. And Mamorelli gets his third point. Let's see if he can get the fourth. If he does, it'll be a tie ball game, folks. He misses it, so Smoky Mountain gets the rebound, and they still have a lead, but only 1 point. As Will Carpenter looks at Coach Cleveland and says, "What do you want me to do, Coach?" We'll pass it over to Cogdell. Cogdell underneath to Rosebar. Rosebar scores from inside. The guy's good with the inside shot. 57-54, so the Smoky Mountain lead back to three. Underneath, it is Burris. He gets a shot. We're going to wave the shot away, which was made. So Burris will get a 1+1 instead of the 2-point shot that he made.
That was a good, strong move by Burris. He had Rosebar on his heels. He drew the contact. He put his shoulder down, and he went to the basket.
And it's a shot. It misses, and Mamorelli... Barry heads up play. Mamorelli catches the ball going out of bounds and throws it in to Rosebar, who is standing out of bounds himself. Ball comes into McClure. McClure banks it. No good, though. But right there is Burris for the put-in. It's not there. Here's a rebound by Mamorelli. It's taken away from him. Mamorelli calls timeout after he gets the rebound. Woo.
Smart play there by Nick Mamorelli as Burris and him and two other Smoky Mountain defenders fought over it. Mamorelli got the basketball. Very smart play there by Nick Mamorelli.
I tell you, these guys are wound up tight as a rubber band in my old model airplane. Let me tell you. Some fine sponsors tonight bringing you this great doubleheader here on WPTL.
And these sponsors include Plus Linen Uniform Service, the Single Stop Stores, Midwest Haywood, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, and the Shepherd Insurance Group between Canton and Clyde. Fine, fine sponsors tonight, and also Bojangles of Canton, Midwest Haywood, Burger King of Canton, and Ken Wilson Ford. So a lot of good sponsors of Pisgah High School basketball.
So Pisgah will have the ball. They trail by 3 points, 57-54, just under 6 minutes to play in the game. We are in the fourth quarter. Mamorelli finds Inman open way outside, but the ball was touched momentarily. Here's Singleton with a three. It was close, but Burris cleans it up. It'll count, and he was fouled by Rosebar, and that is four fouls on Jalen Rosebar.
I got kind of nervous when Tyler Singleton pulled for that deep three. I have confidence in his shooting ability, but I was thinking about shot selection. But Coulter Burris is there to clean up the mess, and he put it in.
Free throw was missed, though. Free throw was missed. But the shot counted, so 1 point between these teams. Cogdell drives. He goes down a couple of Pisgah players, and right there's Thompson for the rebound and the putback. Puts that Smoky Mountain lead back out to three again. Pisgah cannot tie or get a lead here in the second half, it seems like. And a pass is intercepted by Carter. He goes down. Mamarelli goes for the block, but he doesn't get it, and Carter scores off the right glass. First bucket of the half for Carter, and here is a three-point attempt by Roy McClure is no good. Rebound and a fast break point by Cogdell on the other end, and all at once, Smoky Mountain is back up. They led by one just a minute ago. Now the lead is 63-56. There's a full timeout. We'll take 30 seconds ourselves and return. This is Pisgah Bay Basketball on 920 WPTL.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangles so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangles customers. Hey, they got one for carpoolers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make him vote yes on a Bojangles highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangles faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Welcome back to the Bear Den. Pisgah trailing 63-56, about 5:09 left to play. Pisgah's work really cut out for them, and Smoky Mountain could really put up points quick. As Pisgah came back on a little bit of a run there, but Smoky Mountain scoring three straight buckets in a row.
It was 6:04 on the clock. We were within 1 point.
Yes.
So 1 minute later here, we're down 56-63, 7 points. Following the timeout, it is Pisgah with the ball in play to McClure. Four working against Cogdell to Inman. Carter Singleton can hit a three. He's outside the arc, but will take a couple of paces back and pass over to Inman, right in front of us here on the right side. Bounce pass to Burris. Burris has it intercepted, and I think Burris is going to foul, trying to get the ball back. That was not a good pass. Burris didn't really have a chance for it, and he dove trying to get it back and picks up foul number four.
In this situation, if you're Pisgah, you cannot panic. You've got plenty of time. You're only down seven. You have to play smart, good basketball, and take care of it. Every possession counts.
It is Thompson outside to Cogdell. He likes those baseline shots. Takes one off the glass. Good again. Hey, you can't give Cogdell that right baseline. That is his spot. And at 65-56 and 9 points, Smoky Mountain lead as McClure is slammed into by Cogdell, but that's only his second foul, but it'll be a double bonus shooting for Roy McClure. First free throw is good. McClure just about stepped into the lane before the ball hit the goal. He was a little off balance, but he got the shot. Misses the second one, but it's rebounded by Singleton. Puts it up, no good, and Tyler Singleton was fouled by number 33, Thompson.
Right now, if you look at this Smoky Mountain lineup, they're a little bit on the small side. You've got Tyler Singleton in there right now. He would be the one I would go to on the inside presence. You've got those about five guards on the court right now for Smoky Mountain.
We really need him one at a time right now, but Singleton misses his first free throw attempt. It's 65-57. Pisgah on the bottom end of that score. Second free throw is good by Singleton, and he's got 14. 65-58. The difference is 7 points. But Smoky Mountain, who leads, has the ball right now, setting up the offense. Cogdell likes that right side to Will Carpenter. Mamarelli working defense on him as they get it down low to Thompson. Jesse Anderson in the lineup, and he has Thompson to guard. The ball comes out to Carter. Carter guarded by McClure. No, it's Carpenter. And McClure hooks him, tries to get a steal there. And it's back to Thompson standing at about the free throw line. 3:44 on the clock. And Smoky Mountain appears to be happy with eating up some clock. Seems a little early to do that, but that's what they seem to be doing as a baseline drive finally. As we mentioned earlier, Cogdell likes to work that right baseline. He misses the shot, but draws a Pisgah foul.
Dangerous situation right here for Pisgah. As each second ticks off, it's going to be harder and harder for them to come back right here. Need to take care of the basketball, get a good shot this next possession.
One out of two free throws are good by Mr. Cogdell, and he has 19 points. 8 points separate these ball clubs. Pisgah down by eight, and they find Tyler Singleton open underneath for the easy bunny. Not that easy. He was double-teamed, but about a two-footer, and he scores. 60-66. Again, Pisgah trying to inch away at this Smoky Mountain lead. Thompson finds Edis Carter with a driving shot open, and there's going to be a block or a charge on Carter.
Yeah, Jesse Anderson set up perfectly. He got there, he beat the man to the spot, he stood his ground, was straight up, Carter ran right into him, and that's how you draw a charge, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's four fouls on Micah Carter. McClure, they lob to the tall Singleton, he scores and he's fouled. David, that is exactly what you were saying that Pisgah needed to do. Lean on the big guy, because there is a short lineup in there right now for Smoky Mountain. Short and fast, but
I can see where Coach Cleveland's coming from. He's got four good ball handlers in the game right now, and Jalen Rose has four fouls, so he doesn't want to put that in jeopardy. So he's put these four guards in
to handle the basketball, try and eat up some time. But Pisgah right now has scored back-to-back off of two turnovers, or a point and a turnover. So they're inching closer. They're in three right now, but he put Rosebar back in, and looks like he's also substituting in number 15, Nathan Niesman. So
let's see if Rosebar makes a difference. He went out with four fouls earlier. He and Jesse Anderson will be at each other. Ball gets across the half-court line. Down low, knocked out of the hands of Thompson. It'll still be Smoky Mountain ball. 2:48 to play. Smoky Mountain with a three-point lead, 66-63. Ball comes in, and it'll be Will Carpenter with a brick of a three, but there's Rosebar for the rebound. Spinning shot by Thompson, up and in. Or was that?
I think it was Cogdell.
It was Cogdell, wasn't it? Okay, Cogdell. He has 21 points. On the other end, Pisgah fires, shot no good by Inman. Rebound Smoky Mountain, leading pass to Will Carpenter. Fast-breaking point, Rosebar good off the glass. And Rosebar's presence is being made known, and there's timeout on the floor. Full timeout, another 30-second break back at the station, and then we'll probably be back for the final 2 minutes and 20 seconds here. This is Pisgah Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
To 70, 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. Pisgah looking at a 7-point deficit here as McClure gets the inbound. He's in a little trouble, loses his dribble, and it's back out to Jesse Anderson at about half court. Anderson storms down the right side of the lane, now back out to Tyler Singleton. Singleton tries to get it to Inman. Dangerous pass to a couple of defenders, and it's picked off by Thompson.
to Will Carpenter, who is taking his time as the clock is under 2 minutes now. Clock is not very friendly with Pisgah right now, and Will Carpenter is open on the lane and gets an easy 2 points.
Well, that hurts. Jesse Anderson for Pisgah, spinning. Feels like he needs to shoot, but it's back out to McClure. Fires a three. It is no good, but Singleton spins, and an offensive foul, I think. Shot no good. It went through, but it will not count.
It was on Tyler Singleton.
Only the first on Tyler Singleton. And he's played most of the whole game. Condell kind of limps to the sideline and is taken out and replaced by, is that Carter that came back in, or was he already in?
Yeah, Carter came in for him. And also Inman checks out as Scott checks in. He's going to guard Carpenter.
Ball comes into Will Carpenter, minute 33 on the clock. Smoky Mountain in command here. They're jabbing at the ball, trying to get it, not intentionally fouling just yet. Minute and 25 seconds on the clock, and now there's a whistle and a Pisgah foul.
It looks like that'll be on Tyler Singleton. He's got plenty of fouls to give, only his second one tonight, so three more until he's DQ'd. So,
and this is a one plus one, but after this, Smokey will be hitting the, putting up the double bonus, and that's not good. Free throw is missed and rebound by Colder Burris. Anderson to McClure. Fires a three from way outside, and it is good. 25 for McClure. And there's another quick whistle and a quick foul. So Pisgah stops the clock at 1:12. Foul on Dalton Scott.
Still some time left here. It's not impossible for Pisgah to come back. It's just going to, they're going to have to take care of the basketball. Every possession counts right here, and they're going to have to foul the right person. And I don't know if Carpenter is the right one or not. He's a very good foul shooter.
Gets the first free throw. Once again, it's a double bonus type free throw on both teams, actually. Second free throw is also good. That's a kind of a nail in the coffin, you might say. A minute 12 to play. That puts the Smoky lead back out 74-66. McClure wants to fire, but he's doubled up on, so it's going to be a shot by Singleton. Rebound and a travel as Rosebar goes down to the floor after he snagged the rebound. So Jesse Anderson will try to inbound. You'd think he'd try to get it to Burris or Singleton.
You've only got a minute left, and it's 74-66. You're down eight. You need some trays right here. But Burris wide open underneath. He puts it right in.
So Burris gets the easy two on the inbound pass, and it'll probably be a quick foul, and Anderson shoves Carter right away after only 1 second ticked away on the clock. So a good heads-up foul by Jesse Anderson, but that'll put Carter on the free throw line to shoot two.
He's still within reach, maybe, 74-68. And that helps a little bit as Carter misses a foul shot. So Pisgah still with a little bit of life in their lungs.
It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Exactly.
I don't see no fat lady around here. Second free throw, though, is good by Carter. So the lead back out, 68-75. 7-point deficit. We need a three. McClure will take it. It is no good. And a high, sky-high rebound by Thompson. They'll probably foul him right away. Anderson goes for the grab, and it'll be, a timeout before the foul was made.
It was a good idea by Thompson. He got double-teamed down there. Instead of making a rash decision and maybe turning the basketball over, calls a timeout. Good for Pisgah because the clock stops. Also good for Pisgah because they didn't have to foul. And they'll try and inbound again. But I believe Thompson did the right thing. He didn't turn the ball over.
Well, Pisgah's going to try to foul immediately. And Smoky Mountain's probably going to try to spread out this offense with some big long passes so Pisgah can't foul.
If I know they're going to foul, I'm going to try and get it to my best foul shooter if we're just going to run a little play to get it in. If I don't want to do that, if I want to take another route, try for the long pass to get it down court and then pull it back out, set up the spread offense and make them foul me. So try and waste as much time as possible or either go for the points.
Right here, I would think I would go for the points. I would try and work a little screen off for either Carpenter or Cogdell to get free, get the basketball, and then we'll go to the free throw line and try and put this one away if I was Smoky Mountain. On Pisgah, don't let that basketball inbounds no matter what. Get the 5-second call and make them use their timeouts right here. If you're going to sell out, this is the time to sell out on defense.
Pisgah's matched up man-to-man as Smoky Mountain will inbound 42 seconds on the clock. They look way down the floor, but everybody's covered. They get it into Carter, who's bear-hugged by Jesse Anderson. So not even a split second off the clock there.
Smart move. And that's five on Jesse Anderson, so he'll be DQ'd for the night, disqualified. But he ends the game with 7 points, all coming in the first half there in that burst when he came in sixth man off of the bench.
Now, Anderson's a good shooter, and he's always, you know, that guy's capable of 20 points on any given night.
Yeah.
Could have had it tonight, but just had that burst, as you refer to it, in the first half. First free throw is no good by Carter. Still not totally, I mean, the Pisgah fans have not left the gym yet. Carter's second free throw is good, however. That doesn't help as McClure comes down. He'll probably fire three, but he's in two-point range. Misses the shot. There is the putback by Coulter Burris. He misses, and it's out of play to Smoky Mountain. It looks a little bit grim here now, David.
Yeah, 31 seconds left. Down by eight.
This would be a miracle. The ball comes into Carter, and Carter finds on the other end Neesham open for the easy score, because Pisgah was worried about the ball coming in. Here is McClure, now Singleton with a three. It is good with 18 seconds on the clock.
And Pisgah still fighting to the end. They're only down seven. About 12 seconds left. Still maybe a chance, but very slim.
I don't know, 12 seconds and down by seven. It'd take some divine intervention here, I think.
I can't remember who it was. Was it Spud Webb that one time scored 8 points in like 6 seconds or something like that? So
that was probably divine intervention, wasn't it? Free throw is missed by Thompson. He'll get another. This one is no good. Pisgah rebounds. 11 seconds on the clock. McClure will probably fire a three from half court, and he misses it. Way off the side of the glass. Missed everything. 4 seconds on the clock, and they'll just let this one run out. Smoky Mountain wins it 78-71.
Hard-fought battle by both teams. Smoky Mountain, very dangerous, like I was saying earlier before we started playing from the perimeter. And with that four-guard set, they were able to get Pisgah in a situation where they were just cutting the whole time. They put up a lot of points in transition. And Pisgah, they played very well, I thought, but just come up a little short. A few little bad shot selections, I thought, there in the third quarter, and they just couldn't hit a lot of shots tonight. I mean, their shooting percentage in the first half was 39%, so a little off on the shooting, but still, I thought they played fairly well.
It'll be interesting when the matchup happens up in February.
I agree.
Pisgah back in action on Friday night. We'll talk about that, and we'll wrap up this thing and let you know about the individual scoring in just a moment. But right now, a final word from our sponsors here. This is Pisgah Basketball on 920 WBTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Welcome back. We're here live in the Bear Den, along with you, Terry Shin and David Stiles. And after a very close one, a nail-biter, 71-78, Pisgah did not come out the victor. Smoky Mountain just had the better team tonight, I think. But both clubs very, very good. I think Pisgah's got a still a very good ball club. Their record now in conference falls to 3-2 in the WNCAC. So Pisgah still has a chance for maybe a conference title here. But the also, they were the only team to lose tonight. Everyone else from Pisgah, the varsity girls won their contest. What was the score to that one? I can't remember. 60-41.
And both of the JVs won.
Both of the JVs won, and the score almost the same there. The JV girls standing there winning streak into the high 30s, I think. They haven't been beaten two years, as long as I can remember. But they won 52-32, and then the JV boys had a good quality win, 52-34. So
maybe the girl JVs are out to break that University of Connecticut record. What do the girls have when they win?
Like 100-something games.
Something games in a row. I don't know. I don't think they'll make it that far. But the boys varsity tonight losing by 7, 78-71. Some well balance on the Smoky Mountain side of the score sheet. Micah Carter had 15-11 for Rose Bar, and he didn't play that much because he got in foul trouble. 21 points for Tanner Cottrell, and Will Carpenter, outstanding night for him also with 18 points, 4 added by Neeson. Mathis had 2, as did Thompson. For Pisgah, a little bit of balance, well, especially between McClure and Singleton. Rory McClure with 25 tonight. Tyler Singleton right behind, 22 points for him. Jesse Anderson had 7 in the first half. Colter Burris had 8, and Burris also spent some time on the bench in some foul trouble. Thomas Tatham had 2 points, 3 for Nick Mamorelli, and who did we miss? Matthew Inman had 4 points. Those were in the first half. And that wraps it up. Pisgah will be back in action on Friday night, a game we will not have on the radio for you, but it's a home game for Pisgah. We urge you to come out as they stand. They're going to face off with the Blue Devils, I think.
Blue Devils from Transylvania, good old Brevard High School. And then on the 17th, which is a Tuesday, Pisgah will be open. So have a little time off to get their legs back underneath them, maybe add some more offensive weapons, some set plays maybe, and some inbound stuff, because I know Coach Crook really likes that stuff. And then what is after that? Then they have a game on the 20th. I urge you to come out and support them. It is away, though, at East Henderson. We will not broadcast that game. And then the following Friday on the, or not Friday, that's a Tuesday. Or is it, what is that? Is that a Wednesday? That's a Wednesday, isn't it? 24th?
I'm not sure. But it will be Franklin.
It'll be Franklin. And I'm really excited to see that matchup again. Franklin was one of the other losses that Pisgah, the varsity boys, have in conference.
Well, the games I'm looking for, the games I'm looking forward is the Brevard, Franklin, and Tuscola, and toward the end of the season and in February we'll have Smoky Mountain again. That'll be an interesting rematch right there. For David Stiles and for Tim Hodges back at the station.
Bill and Linda Reck also.
Bill and Linda Reck doing all the coordination that they do for this Pisgah High School broadcast. Thanks to all of you folks, and this is Terry Shin bidding everyone a pleasant good night from Pisgah High School.